Blog Talk Radio.
Man, I'm down to my last $2. This chick to my, she want mink coats and diamond rings, a black navigator and things.
Show one more Saturday, trying to bring you guys a little excitement, a little information about this race world that we indulge in, that we love so much. We got a few guys already on, hit the one button that's calling in, which is a great thing for us. But I want to run a few things by you before we get started. I think we'll have a great show tonight, as always. I think we'll have a great show. I think tonight will be even better. But I want to run a few things by you before we get started here. One, we did a prayer last night. We acknowledged one of our brothers that lost his father. By oversight on my part, we left one out because I'm sure everyone here in the city of Chicago and most everyone out of the city of Chicago, he's been all over drag racing. We called him Crip. His name is Ralph. He lost his brother this past week also. And I feel so bad that I didn't acknowledge him last night. I think they had his funeral today. But for those that's out there that's under the sound of my voice, man, you guys got anywhere getting in touch with them, you know, just touch base with them, let them know that, hey, you're one of us, and we're right here to do what we can in a way that we can, while we can, for you. So if you're in need of anything, Brother Crip, you know, you and I go back 40 years together. So if you need me, man, you got my number already. And I'm sure the rest of the guys on the air share the same. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, man, we're going to have a few things we're going to talk about. We're going to do a little old school. We're going to do a little tech work. We're going to do some middle school. But in the process of doing it, we want you guys to know and understand our show, this D and Larry show, you know, that we do here. We do it for the love of the game. We do it because we love what we do. We've done this thing for a long, long time. And we're just simply trying to give back something that we have acquired, little knowledge, over the course of years. We had a few races that was alleged to take place today. Don't know if they got off or not. If anyone got information on that, please give me a call. Let me know what's going on up there in Detroit way. I got a call from my son saying that they did some street racing this Thursday. And I'm not for sure. They said that D and the Great River they got, but they had rain. I understand they lost, and I heard they won. If anybody got any clarity on that, give me a call. Let me know what's going on with that. I got a few more things here. You know, I'm not as young as I used to be, so I try to remember them off the top of my head. I should write them down. So I believe my co-host is here. We got him in the room. We'll see what he has to say. He may have some things he's going to introduce to you guys. But one thing this show is not, we're not about negativity. You know, we don't go negative. We don't have a reason to go with the negativity thing. You know, it's one thing to have fun and laughter, but we just don't believe in going with it, all that negativity thing, because it's just not us. It's not what we're about. It's not what Clark's Life about. You know, we move in a positive direction, and we want to keep things going in that direction. And when you turn from where you're going to go back where you've been, it makes you start all over again, you know. Just makes you start all over again. And if you're angry about something and you turn away from it, man, if you turn back to it, it just makes you angry again. So we choose to stay away from negativity here. We try to lock in races. If someone come up, want to discuss that, we want to lock in where we can. That's a great thing. We want always, we want to respect our fans, our friends and loved ones, that know that without them, this show would be a nothing. It would be a washout. I mean, I would be simply sitting there talking to my producer and my co-host if it wasn't for you guys. I wouldn't have anything to say or to say it too. Because if you don't call in, if you don't hit that one button, that makes me be a nothing when it comes to a radio talk show host. So you as a fan, you as a drag racing lover, you make me. I don't make you. You guys make me. So when you hit that one button, we're going to get your mic open as quick as we possibly can. And as always, I ask one thing and one thing only. Be respectful to your co-fan. And I ask them to do the same. When one is speaking, let him speak so we can hear, all can hear him clearly. And when it's your turn, we ask him to do the same. You know, if you're over talking each other, then I got to come in and do what I really, truly don't want to do. We don't never want to mute a mic on this show. Now, there comes a time we may have to, but we don't never, ever do we want to mute a mic on this show. I want everyone to hit that one button to be able to say what he wants to say, he or she, even if it's not what I want to hear or agree with. I want them to be able to say what they want to say. I want them to get it out as clearly as possible can so the racing will get, because what they say, I may not agree with, but the other brother might. Another brother may not, but another brother might. And that's how we get a dialogue going. That's how, you know, we interact with each other. So with that being said, brother, let me first see my co-host here. I know he was on early, and I was kind of busy.
Now, oh, yeah, I'm right here with you, B. I just wanted to come in for a few seconds and so we can get ready and open up some of these mics. If we have anyone out there that have anything to say, we want to let them know their opinion, their lock-ins, or whatever. we value all that. If we have to step aside and let y'all lock a race in, we will. But we're going to continue on and carry on with our mission that we got set. And the mission is this. All you fans, I want y'all to know that we appreciate you all. I say this every week. And this is the only reason I keep saying it is because I really truly mean it. Because you are a very, very, very important part of the game. And it's just like the whole world is a stage and everybody plays a part. Well, y'all play one of the greatest parts in drag racing. And the reason I know that is because I'm a fan myself. You know, my drag racing days been over with a many year ago. You know, and I become a fan, and I try to be a gracious fan because I love fellowshipping with other people. I like getting to know other people. I know what it's like while I'm here to enjoy myself. I don't know what's on the other side, and when it come, ain't nothing I can do. I'm not looking forward to it, but I want to enjoy myself with each and every one of you all while I'm here. And that's mainly what it be about. So, fans, I want y'all to know y'all are some of the greatest supporters, and we really honestly, truly appreciate you all. So with that being said, me and Mr. D, we finna get ready and try to get this show rolling so we can get y'all in, get y'all opinions, do some old school and some tech and everything else, you know. So take care of you all. I'm back on the side again.
Okay, that's my co-host, world's greatest co-host. For you all that don't know, that's Uncle Larry. That's the man that coined the slogan, fellowshipping. And it's going worldwide. It's going viral now. Everyone in drag racing world, all you hear about is fellowshipping. And it's good. It's good for the world. But I have a few mics open, and we're going to get right into the program here and see what I got. I believe it says these nuts. I believe it's what it's saying here. I need to go get these glasses so I can see better. But if it be, if I'm correct there, I want to get their mic over. Let me see what they want to holler about. Bring them on in.
What's happening, fellas?
What's up, my brother? What's happening? What's happening with you?
Oh, these nuts racing out of Louisiana. I was just giving y'all a call, listening up to y'all show and supporting y'all. What's up, Uncle Larry? How you doing?
All right. How you doing, man? Long time no see. How you been?
Oh, man. I'm building this car, bro. It's rough. You know what I'm saying? But, hey,
yeah. For
the love of the support, you know, you got to do what you got to do, you know? So,
That's right.
I got another call coming out, so hopefully within the next month or two, I should be hitting the scene again, hopefully, you know?
Okay. Well, we're going to be looking forward to it, man. You know, it's good hearing from you. I haven't seen you since the last event that we was at together, you know, but we did have a good time together.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. And that's what I liked about it, these. That's the way we hooked up and fellowship with each other, touch bases and spiritually come in tune with each other. You know, I remember you. You remember me. And the only thing that we can remember about it is that we had a wonderful time together, you know. And
Right. We're a big family, you know. And all the arguing and stuff like that, it comes with the game. But let me tell you what, when it comes down, said and done, somebody needs something, you know, I don't think anybody that races would turn somebody down if another race needs something, you know. And if they do, they shouldn't be in this sport, you know.
Yep. I agree with you on that, you know, because the whole drag racing nation is nothing but one big family, you know. And the most important part about it is we have to learn how to live, love, and respect each other, you know. And I think that's what brings about fellowship, you know.
Sure, right. Look here, dude. You said you're building a new car. What car are you putting together now?
It's a stock suspension. It's a little coupe I'm putting together. It's named the car called Nutzilla. So it's a little small block nitrous car, you know, on 28. So
okay.
Yeah, we're gonna try to do something. My other one's a little true stock suspension car that we did all right. As a matter of fact, I got it for sale. Anybody looking for a good little car, true stock suspension, no motor, no transmission, no radiator, and no drive shaft. But it's got everything else. It's wired for three kits. It's got the 7531 box. It's got everything you can name on a car. You know, run a decent number with the car, and it's capable of running a good number. If anybody's looking, you're looking at $6,500. If anybody's looking for a true stock suspension car, I got one available.
Now, what kind of car is it now? Tell them what kind it is.
It's an 89 Mustang hatchback. I mean, it's got all the bells and whistles. I mean, it's you can do a little bit to it, but I mean, it's got everything. I mean, the car's been some low fives, you know. So, you know,
okay.
And it's capable. It's got 10-inch rims on the back. I mean, it's got everything with it. Fiberglass hatchback. Car weighs 2630 without a driver. So, if anybody's looking, you can look me up on Facebook, Alan Cook, or I got a page, These Nuts Racing.
Oh, okay. I was curious.
Appreciate if I want to put it out there.
Yeah. Okay. Look here. I'm going to leave your mic open. Just mute your mic there. If you guys want to come back in, you know, jump in. In the meantime, I got another brother here that been knowing a long time, man. I think he's world renowned wherever you go. Everybody know him. Someone's called me King. Russ King, you out there? Come on in.
Hey,
me.
Here I go.
What's up, Russ King? What's happening with you, man?
Oh, I'm all right. I feel pretty good.
Feel pretty good tonight?
I wanted to know what I guess he answered the question, but I wanted to know These Nuts Racing. I wanted to know that means he's running on nuts. But I guess it don't because he just talked about a nitrous car.
Right.
These Nuts. And he got Nutzilla. Golly.
His mic is open, so he, you know, if you said something slick, he'll probably come back in.
Yeah, I'm
on you for a second. Hold on.
hey, Brother Larry, don't be talking about you used to race and all that. You were just on the mic last week talking about you're going to lock somebody in and you'll blow their back out. Don't be talking about you a fan. You ain't no fan. You a fan and a racer.
Yeah, you're right, man. But you know,
I will
lock somebody in. But you see the key with that down skin, they got to put about 60 pounds of air in their tire because see, I don't race now, but boats die. So if they want to race me, they got to get in the water.
Oh, okay. I'm just addressing what you said. You said you just a fan now. The racing days is over and all that shit. They ain't over. They ain't over till you leave this earth.
You know what? I get just as much enjoyment watching you all as if I was participating myself.
Yeah, there you go.
You know? And that's
there
a good thing, man, because I love and especially when they do a gracious job at it, you know, see them put forth that effort, you know, and they don't have to be a hundred percent winner, but when you see that effort there, Skin, hey, man, I admire that, man.
Oh, man, I love it. Hey, you know what? Yeah. Hey, and you know, don't nobody like to lose, but it's a few races that I can remember that I lost and I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
So I dig what you're saying. But I don't want to lose now. I don't want to lose that money. But a few races, I was in a nice fight, and it was exciting. So you right what you're saying.
Let me ask this now. My father said that Dee Dee had ran Thursday night. You got any insight on that? You know anything about that?
Who said he ran Thursday night?
My son said he seen on YouTube. Said that Dee Dee ran the Great Regal. They saw him running the Regal Thursday night.
No, he just saw it Thursday. He might have just saw it on YouTube Thursday.
Okay. I said the same thing. I said anything about that one.
Nah, I don't believe he ran Thursday night.
Yeah.
I think that's a country pimp or somebody would have told me about now. I don't believe
it. Well, what's happening with Pimp, man? Why is he not getting no action? Or he not looking for any action? What seems to be the problem with him?
No, they act like they scared of Pimp.
Oh, so
I wish more guys was like me. They act like they're scared of Pimp. They run around here lying and shit, and I can't 100% say they lying, but I'm just keeping it real. Man, you can't find no nitrous. The man ain't spraying. All that old faggot ass, he's sneaking and spraying and all that. That's why it ain't no racing, man. If y'all can sneak, why don't y'all go somewhere and get and hide y'all and see if you can get away with it. That's all.
So you said you can't find it. It's not there.
Then he's not spraying. He go racing. Or don't race. Race him spray to spray. Stop racing on balls, and then when he races, you say he snuck and sprayed. You know, I got people saying he snuck and sprayed me. I don't got to say no name. They know who they is. You spray shorty. Man, that don't do nothing but start a humbug, but it's not going to start one with me, because if I can't find it, get his ass down, and I don't want to search after the race. When I search him before the race, that's it. He's going to get paid, man, when he blow my back out. That's all. All that other shit, man, these motherfuckers humbugging, man. He's funny. You know, that's some bullshit to me.
Now, what you just said there, that's good racing. I want to search the car front. If I don't find it, he can show it to me after the race.
Look, man, after the race, I'm not going to be talking about, wait a minute, I'm not going to pay you. Let me search it again. Come on, man. Get all that lady-ass shit out of here, man. We're going to stop racing. Because I heard y'all earlier when y'all introduction, y'all was talking about love, loyalty, this and that, and respect and all that. That ain't respect. If somebody tricked you, you've been tricked, man. We've been tricking all our life. I remember, D, you had a goddamn plastic cop. Then you was tricking me. If you got a Buick motor, you don't got the same thing nobody else got. You don't have the same thing in your motor that they got. You ain't got the same time. You tricking them in. And he's tricking you. So if you whoop his ass, or he whoop your ass, because your shit made 700 horsepower in the dyno, and they don't know how to make theirs make 700. Theirs made 550. And you blow their back out. What is they mad for? You sneaking and spraying in.
You right. I mean,
we can
you're right,
sneak and spray out. We can say you sneaking and spraying. You, hey, you 500 pounds lighter than them, D. Then you sneaking and doing drugs.
That's right.
Y'all got the same exact motor, and you 500 pounds lighter than them, and they don't know it. And they don't know it. And you clean in the motherfucker. If you don't want nobody touching your car, they don't even know it's plastic on the motherfucker, and you blow their ass out. So what you sneaking and doing me?
Look here, they're looking past the nitrous trying to find it. The nitrous is the weight.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, again, guess what else? Guess what else, D? What about that shit, that gas that they used to have? It was just like nitrous. Some kind of gas you put in the car, had oxygen in it. What? You see, what did you put that in your car in? And you blow a motherfucker back out. And then they buy your motor.
Right.
And guess what, D? And then they buy your motor and stick it in their car and put some regular gas in, and they call it. About you tricking them. You
were
sneaking and spraying.
They can't do what you
were
doing.
Hey, you ain't selling the same motor. Man, these people don't rock the rock, man. Get your ass up there and race, man. I don't know everything, but these people be saying the dumbest shit. Now, I hear some of the dumbest shit in America, and I'm not the smartest by far. But I'm just saying, if they sound dumb to me, hey, if they quack like a duck, it's a motherfucking duck to me.
But let me ask you this, Ken. Let me ask you this. What do you think about the guy that would say he's sneaking and spraying, but then he says, put nitrous on. You think I'm spraying, but you won't put nitrous on your car. I think that's just myself, another way of saying I don't want to race. You can put the nitrous on, but you will not put nitrous on your car, but you'll continue to say I'm sneaking and spraying.
Right. Hey, my thing is this. If I snuck and sprayed you, if me and you supposed to ran motor to motor, D, and I snuck and sprayed you, let me put it on and give your ass a car to break then. Since I snuck and sprayed.
Yeah. That's not
let me put it on and give your ass a car to break and watch how I fly around your motherfucking ass.
Hey, that's another way I'm looking at
that. Hey,
Gene. Look at it. I have to give you that. That's a real good way of looking at it. You know,
it'd be something else, man.
I had intended to have a old school session here, but my guy that I wanted to have on, I think he had something, some of him had to leave. I was going to bring over for Trice on. And I've said a many, many times, man, Trice used to say all the time, rookie friends, they make better friends. The thing I want to say today, well, I won't say the thing, but one of the things I want to say today is that I can't run you because you my friend. Or I can't run you because you sneaking and spraying. Why can't I run you because you my friend? Why can't I put nitrous on my car and spray with you? Everybody out here is having some form of additives on their car, whether it be nitrous, supercharger, or turbocharger.
Gas.
Do a blow up now.
They got shit in the gas, all types of shit.
Yeah, everyone is cheap. Bob Glidden said this years ago. He says there's two type of drag race. It's cheaters and it's winners. He says cheaters and losers. If you're not cheating, you're not winning. And
there you go.
Skin just gave a few scenarios of cheating. you can be looking for nitrous, and the nitrous is the weight of the car. I'm not weighing you by 500 pounds. That's nitrous within itself right there.
Yeah.
I got a 632 and you got a 540. That's nitrous within itself right there. So you looking past the forest for the trees. That's crazy.
Yeah, they some dumb guys. They're telling me like they can see through eyes. You can't see through eyes, boy. I don't know nobody yet that's been on this mic that's Superman. Superman, motherfucker, I know can see through eyes. Or can he see through eyes? No, he can't see through lead. He can see through eyes, though. But I don't know if motherfucker can see through eyes, though.
Have you been getting anyone drawn on you with the truck lately?
They better not. I'm gonna knock their motherfucking ass out.
Wait a minute. What do you mean when you say they better not? You trying to say they're scared?
Man, they're scared to death. Ain't nobody said nothing about the truck. Still, every time I let them see it, they can see it. Lock your motherfucking ass in. You're going to see it.
Is there anyone out there in particular you want to do battle with right now?
Man.
Everybody that got a street car. So you basically just want to run anybody.
Not anybody, you know. If I feel in my class, I'm going to run a man. I don't give a fuck what they say. I don't want to look under the hood and all that old dumbass shit. If they say certain things like Puerto Rican Pete and Tony said to me, they said, we going to take Lenny car. I said, I don't want none of that. Oh, we going to run on the motor and give you a spot. I said, come on. I like that. If they say some man got no business saying, D, I'm going to stick my finger in their ass or they going to stick theirs in mine.
Right.
Somebody gonna get their prostate checked or something. That's all I can tell them. That's all I can tell them, man. Somebody is 35 and older because they're gonna get their prostate checked fucking with me.
If you feel like they're in your field, in your class.
Man, if they're in my field, down on their ass, I'm going win, lose, or draw. I'm in this 2014 right now with 5,300 miles on it. I'm looking for work. Right now. So they say I'm sneaking and spraying that. But they dissected the motherfucking car. They were going 130 all up under the motherfucker. It was 30 motherfuckers up under. They probably had the camera phone working. Why can't they be smarter than them?
Haven't found the nitrous yet.
They ain't found the jet. But why I can't be smarter than them though?
Makes sense to me.
Oh, I'm gonna say this, D. Why I can't have people that have different technology than them, that they know about? I'm gonna say that. You can know somebody that knows something about a car before it even come out, and know what to do to it before it even come off the showroom floor.
That's true.
You might not have access to that, D. You know what I'm saying? Yep. All you looking at is the fucking internet. Somebody can't be this fast if they ain't got this on it. And knock their ass out. Hey, man, I've been doing people like that for years, D. You've been doing me a long time, man. I've been fucking with brand new cars for the longest.
Yeah, you right.
When I first came out with a 98Z, they was talking shit and talking about Les with his Corvette and DD them, talking about what he's going to do to them. Boy, get your ass up there. I don't get no fuck back. And then you know what? You know what's killing me, D, about a lot of these guys? They always go around talking about, it takes 10 of y'all. It takes this and that. I was all by myself on the west side, man. You ain't hear me saying that shit. Somebody got some background noise going on.
You out there on the west side by yourself looking fast.
By myself, and I know you seen me 1,000 times. A few times I had a bitch with me. I'm by my goddamn. You ain't hear me one time say, it takes 10 of y'all. I'm scared of y'all. But now they come right over here. It took 10 of y'all to come up with a G. Don't worry about it. Just try to get the G, man. Or whatever it is. 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. Just try to get the money, man. I don't want to hear that faggot ass shit, man. About how these people here.
Let me ask you this, Ken. I got D in there, so I think he's still on. He'll put himself on mute so he can come in. I want to ask this question to you, D in there, and anyone else that might be on the air now. If a man can't bet what you want to bet, but you going to the line to make a blast on your car, he stays next to you, but he's in the staging lane next to you. Would you run him for say a G when you wanted to bet 15? Well, he got a thousand. Yeah. What you run for that thousand?
Hell yeah.
If I'm going to make a blast anyway, if I'm going to run that motherfucker all the way out, yeah, I'll make a blast. But guess what? I'm going to let you in on a little secret, D. I'm going to tell you why. And this don't go for everybody, D. This only go for certain people. And I'm going to tell you why certain people say certain. I'm going to tell you why I may say what I may say. I might not like your character, D. I might not like you going around showing your time ticket and all that and saying how fast I run. So I might make it cost you. If you pull up there and I know that you that type of guy, I might say I'm not running it unless his ass put up 3,000. Because I know his faggot ass going to go telling everybody how fast he runs, so I have to be faster. So I ain't going. Now, that's just for me.
That makes sense.
And I try to make sense. I try to make sense in anything that I say, D.
Anything that I do, sense, I try to make some sense out of it.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
a lot of guys tell me, he's trying to
outbet
me, he's trying to this. No, your motherfucking mouth
outbet
me
because
you talk too
fucking
much.
Yeah. But it, that makes sense because if you show me a ticket, you might end up knocking me out
of
another race, which I could have got another 1,500.
Yeah, all that old fat ass,
D.
I don't get into that shit. So
I'm going to
charge your ass,
D. But you see, you stipulate that you said certain people. But for those that's not under that category, for those that don't fall in that category, if they got 1,500,
hey,
you want to run for two.
For those that take their ass whooping like a man and stand to the side and start betting with me if you think I can win, I like them guys. I'm going to race your ass for 300. Come on.
So 300, you're
right. Yeah, race them for 300. Yeah.
See, that's drug racing at its finest. That's what you call grudge racing at its finest right there. A man that's willing to engage, and he's not letting money be a deciding factor. That's a man trying to race.
See, and I'm going to let you in on another little secret. See, everybody different. Like, these nuts, he might be a little different than me. Yeah, I do it for the fun of it and for the love of it because I love it. But some of these people, this is my job. So I got to charge you just like you charge the motherfucker to cut their grass. I don't see you over there shoveling no motherfucking snow for free. And
that's
I don't see you shoveling their snow. And I don't see you shoveling their snow talking about they can return and give you some pussy. None of these women. If you got a goddamn snow plow company, you want to get paid. So if you snow plow that lot, you want $1,500. You don't want no motherfucking $300. Can I hold them and tell you they're going to give you $300 and they're going to pay you next year? You ain't going.
You want to get your money. That makes sense. That makes sense.
So
let me ask you
something,
kid. I got you on the horn. I got to ask you this question.
Come on with it.
For Biz. Biz and Dog was talking kind of loud earlier during the year. And he's been kind of quiet. I haven't heard anything from him. Would you run Biz's car?
What you mean when I run it? I ain't got nothing running with.
Okay, so he's out your class.
Oh, yeah, he way out my way.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I will tell this on him. I will tell the truth on him. They were trying to engage. Wasn't nobody trying to engage with him. They was talking all that shit, talking about the man moved to Atlanta and all that. What the fuck do that got to do? He go where the fuck he want to go. He go where the fuck he want to feed his family at. So he moved to Atlanta. Everybody acting like they mad at him. What the fuck? If I'm mad at him, I'm just mad at him. I ain't mad at him because he moved to Atlanta. I want to blow his ass out if I want to blow his ass out. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
He sold a Mustang, right? Hey, he got a stock Mustang with a little block. The man came up with a stock Mustang with a little block. No turbo, no supercharger. He came up to 41. The man couldn't get no action.
Okay. And you feel like it was personal?
No, I feel like they must have been scared of him. I don't know if it was personal or not. All
right.
It couldn't have been personal because if it was personal, they'd have wanted to blow his ass out. They said they want to send his ass back to Atlanta. They should have blowed his ass out of him. He looked like he was doing no more than nobody else to me. He didn't have no turbo car like he used to have. I mean, supercharged car and all that. He had that.
Okay.
He had a small block on nitrous and a Mustang, and motherfuckers were scared. I couldn't believe it. They didn't get no action. I don't know if it was because Dog was talking a lot of shit. I don't know.
He must be scared of Dog.
I know he wasn't scared of
Dog. If you had a car like, for say, Pimp's car, would you have ran it with Pimp's car? Would you have ran Biz's car?
That's hard to say, because if I had a fucking Buick, hell no, I wouldn't have ran. Fuck, I'm running with that weak-ass Buick. Fuck, that ain't shit. See, that ain't nothing to me.
Shit.
But that might be something to you. You see what I'm saying? So you got to give me a little better example than that. See, I don't fuck with no rag-ass Buick. that I don't think no Buick doing that. But you are a Buick man. Dee
yeah.
is a Buick man. Y'all Buick men. Y'all diehard Buick motherfuckers.
Right.
So y'all might want to try it. I don't know. But I ain't
but
gonna
just
lie.
Knowing, just knowing Speed, just knowing ET, not so much a specific. Hold on 1 second. Larry, can you hold it down for 1 minute? I got to take care of something here to get off some noise, and I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead on and do what you got to do, D. But,
Hey, Larry.
Yeah.
Who's the fella talking? I'm just trying to pick your voice. Who?
Yeah,
the baddest motherfucker
in
Chicago, man. The baddest motherfucker in Chicago. Skin. Skin. Look, because the white people say skin. They put an S on it like I'm two people. I ain't number one person. Skin. Skin.
Hi.
Like the skin on your ass. I pull the skin off your ass.
Hey, you might not. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Yeah.
That's why they call it drag race.
Man, you ain't lying. Somebody got to win and somebody got to lose. I ain't never heard of two winners. I ain't never heard of two motherfuckers going on the track and it was two winners.
There's a lot of motherfuckers don't want to take that L.
Now, you know what? Now, you're right about that. I'll take all the L's in the world as long as I ain't losing no money. people don't want to lose at all because they can't take the pressure. They can't take the conversation.
Yeah.
They can't take you Jones in them. I don't give a fuck about a Jones as long as I ain't lose no money. Now, you can Jones me when I lose the money. That's why I'm trying to win.
Yeah, you're right.
In this game, you're going to take a L.
Hell
Let me ask you this. If a man can't Jones when he win, where can he Jones?
That's what I'm saying.
He definitely not going to Jones when he lost.
Hell no. What can he say?
If he done lost, he ain't going to say much of nothing. He's going to talk. But now, let me get back to something that you said something a few minutes ago, and you know I ain't like that. You said them are weak-ass Buicks. Like you said, I'm a Buick fan. I'm not going to race nothing else but a Buick. I ask that question. I say, if you had Pimp's car, would you have ran, say, Biz? And you say, I got to give you a better scenario than that because you don't mess with Buick. Let's say you had Preacher Boy car. He got a small block. What your friend Biz with that car?
Man, see, you saying some Jitty Boom ass shit, man. You know I don't get no fucking Preacher Boy listening. He got some junk, man. What the fuck I want to race that raggedy ass compo, man? You want to kill a motherfucker. Didn't you just hear Larry say he want to be here? Goddamn, man. Don't put me in no raggedy ass car like that, man. Put me in something legitimate, man. God damn. Shit. Say white boy Bobby car or something, man. I like that. Yeah, I got to let him try his ass. Mm-hmm. That little old white rock. Yeah, I'd have took that and tried his ass. Now, you like that, D? Did that answer your question? Take no fucking preacher boy car, man. That raggedy ass car. What the fuck am I going to do with that? You really insulted me, D. Don't do me like that.
He insulted you when he asked you would you drive if you was driving Preacher Boy.
They don't tell me to take Preacher Boy car. I'd rather take Pimp car. Give me the Buick. Pimp will beat the fuck out Preacher Boy. I believe. And he got a Buick. And I ain't no Buick fan. I'm going to bet with
him. So you going to bet with Pimp against Preacher Boy?
Yes. Spray it free.
You'll bet with Pimp.
Yeah, man, I'm
going to
bet with the Buick, man. This one time, I'm going with the Buick.
Well, you be smart, man, you go with Buick, you know.
That's all
when
I'm trying to
really
tell you, man. But
you
tried to make me dumb, though. You're going to ask me what I take Preacher Boy car and run Biz. You know I can't tell no lie. This 1-800-KEEP-IT-REAL, man.
He's got a small block, Malibu.
But he got some junk. There's a whole bunch of people got some small blocks, but they ain't shit.
Okay.
You got to have a legitimate small block. Now, I know you know what that means, because I know you an intelligent motherfucker, D. You have to have a legitimate small block. That shit ain't even legitimate. Yeah, that shit ain't legitimate, man. There ain't no legitimate small block, and I ain't never looked under this hood. I just don't think it's a legitimate small block. Yeah, I think he went and got some shit out the junkyard and put it together.
Yep.
So I don't want none of that. And I know fans across the nation is listening to this, and I don't give a fuck. I tell him in his motherfucking face, that's some junk he got. But do that mean I can whoop him with my 2014? No, I can't whoop him. See, even junks could get away. Even junks could get away, D. You ever heard of that? I know some of those rat-ass cops can't even go down the track. That motherfucker goddamn swaying side to side, go down the track and beat my ass. There ain't nothing to win. There ain't nothing to beat. But would I drive it? Hell no. Would I bet on it? Hell, depending on who he racing.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask the ultimate question, kid.
Come on with
it. Would you blow his ass out?
I can't blow his ass out, cause I ain't got nothing to blow his ass out with.
None in your class.
No, he ain't got nothing in my class.
Mm-hmm.
If I catch him driving that shit around, I would knock this. I would beat all the hell off his ass, but he ain't gonna run me no way. And I hope he listens. I want him to call me and tell me he'll run me. I know he won't. Yeah, I know he ain't. And I don't want no spot or nothing. He's not gonna get shit in my class and run me. In life. Especially on the street. Oh, my God, Larry. Come on, man. Go kill him on the street. Go kill him. Yeah. And I can get some cars in their class. I can drive some cars in their class, but they ain't going to go. They're going to be talking about I'm sucking dick and why y'all let them borrow the car and all that old faggot-ass shit. So I don't want to get into that. I got my own shit. I don't give a fuck if it's a runner car. I want to race it. Y'all think racing is just racing cars with slicks on it? You can race anything. I race his ass on feet, Larry.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I race his ass on feet. Yeah, I race his ass on feet, Larry.
You put them gym shoes on skin.
Man, I have them on when I wake up in the morning. When I go to sleep, I have my gym shoes on, lad. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I sleep in my ass so much my feet stink.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I really
yes,
bad
indeed.
On feet. I'm going to see
how my shape. I sure hate that event got rained out tonight. I know the Daytona had to cancel out. I was intending on going down there trying.
Yeah,
to
but they said the shit was still going on.
Well, yeah.
That's what they say, but I didn't go. Little Tony canceled, so I canceled.
Yeah.
Which one was that? Let some of them get rained out.
Yeah. Well, that's what they had. Said that it was 80% rain. So what Latoni did, he didn't want nobody to travel no long distance, you know, coming to the event and it rained out. So maybe some of the locals or something, they still had a little something, you know.
Y'all got co hosts on the show, his co investors told him to let's try it anyway. And he said he wasn't doing that.
What I understand Latron to say, he said to him, he didn't say it canceled. He said as far as he was concerned, this show should be canceled. That's because he didn't want to get into the people's coming from out of state and getting rained out. You know, but
no, I know
have
that.
Any,
you didn't listen to what I'm saying. You're not understanding what I'm saying, D.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying the people that invested with him say
right.
He's no longer a part of them. The show is not canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty Tony, little Tony have nothing to do with it no more. That's what I'm trying
okay.
to say.
Well, see, I hadn't heard that, you know. I heard snippets of that, but I hadn't heard that. I wish someone had a way of getting in touch with little Tony, and we're going to try to get him on the phone myself and let him clarify question. Well, I don't know. Now, see, you know, you talked to Rick and Tony, so see, now you got some better information.
Yeah.
See, I haven't talked with Tony, and I haven't gotten that information. One thing I don't like doing, I did it last week. I got a call that says Tony Bynes had brought his car to the track, and I had told Wick, I said, Tony, is not only is he not going to come through the gate with it, he's probably not going to even bring the car to the track. So I came on the show that reported that Tony had known and brought the car to the track. He was locked in with done here to run. And then come to find out, not only was he not locked in, he did just like I said, he didn't even bring a car. He was there hoping Lil Rick beat him, which done here ended up blowing his back out. But my whole thing is I like to get concrete evidence before I report something on the show. That way I know I'm reporting exactly what's being said and what's not, you know. But if
yeah,
you talk to him, you better off than I am. You're more versed in it than I am because you talked directly to him. I had. But,
I didn't talk directly. I didn't talk directly to the other guy.
Right, you talked to Tony.
But I heard that they had it on the internet or something that Tony is no longer a part of them. Just what I heard. Now some guys said
right.
It on the internet. I didn't see it.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
Yeah,
see, you know, sometimes stuff we was on the internet, this guy done posted something and he didn't post it correctly. And
I hope them guys get along. I hope them guys could get along because this that's my opinion. A lot of people came because of Lil Tony.
Yeah, well, a lot of people like Lil Tony. I mean, he's a fan favorite. He's a fan favorite.
Well, I don't know why
would
they do that or whatever they did, you know.
Right. That's why I didn't want to get into reporting on it because I don't know what's going on and what's not going on. But one thing you just said, we all know, Lil Tony is a drag racing favorite. He's a fan favorite. You know, so with that being said, we definitely want to say something that's not true on his behalf. We prefer if we can get him on the air and let him say what's happening. He may not even want to report on it, period. You know, it may be something he don't want to discuss. It could be an in-house issue. You know, if it's an in-house issue,
yeah.
I prefer to stay away from it.
Right.
And then in another way, to me, D, I think that it was a very admirable thing that he did because, you know, a lot of times people have those shows and they know the rain coming and they still try to continue on with the show, you know, just to have people coming from here and there and they get the rain out. That's kind of disappointing and disgusting. So that's the second time I've known him to, you know, to cancel out a program and keep from having people travel from one end of the world to the other. Now,
guess what?
The stuff that
he
I'm
gets
hearing.
The utmost respect from me for doing that.
I know that, Skin.
Well,
I know that about you and Lil Tony, but I was just speaking to Tony as an individual himself. I think that was an admirable thing that he had done as far as, you know, not having people to travel come here and then fool around and rain. You know, God going to bless us again. We're going to have some more good days.
What's it? You know? See, I'm glad that's why I said what I said. He, not even him, we both are saying the same thing. He's a fan favorite. He's a drag racing favorite. You know, like me.
Yeah.
I like to see him run that cannon, you know. But a lot of people like Lil Tony because he throw good shows. No one can ever say they didn't get paid, whatever the payout was supposed to be, allegedly to the men. Can anyone never say
the man
get money,
give out
you know?
Food.
So
the man
he
give
out
away
food.
T-shirts,
yeah.
All type of shit,
the show be over, and he's still, as I know up there in Martin, when we went up there about a month ago, the show is over, and the man's still feeding people, you know. So he owed me because I could never get in line and stay in line only to get fed because the line was so doggone long. But I know at the end of the show, he was still feeding. You know, and with that being said, I'm gonna see if my producer got any number back here in the back that you may get in touch with. Maybe we can get him on the air tonight yourself. Cause like I said, man, it might be an in-house issue. You know, if it is, we don't want to get that deep into it, no way. But we got another young man here that just hit the one button. Look like Baby's number. I'm gonna get him on here, and maybe he may have some information for us that he want to report. So, Baby, you there? Yeah, Baby, you there? I think, if I'm not mistaken, this is the real Baby from the Baby Cadillac and Baby Show. But I seem to be having a problem getting him in here. Baby, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I was just leaving the light. I was just calling in to support you guys' show, man. Y'all got a good show going on. Yellow?
Yeah, we appreciate you calling. one of our clocks off brothers. That's for all for you all that don't know. That's the Big Boy Baby from the Cadillac Joe and Baby Boy Show. Yeah.
I didn't hit a topic tonight. I heard you guys talking a little bit about some events going on and cancellations and stuff like that. I might head down to the NHRA meet down in Indianapolis tomorrow, and I was hoping and praying that if anybody was going, if they had any type of weather updates. And because I don't want to get down there for 2 days or whatever and be down there rained out, staying in the hotel for 2 days. So I was trying to see if anybody had some updates on the weather, if it was going to rain or not.
Well, as of right now, I don't have anything. I'm going to try to get Drag on the phone here in a minute because I know he had Radar Line there giving him a report, a blow-by-blow of what's going on. So it's a great possibility he may have spoken to Ray Lowe later, earlier today, later on tonight, and I can get some for you with that because I'm going to try to get him on there in a few minutes here and see if then we can find out what's happening there. Because, you know, like you said earlier, that event there, if it goes 3 or 4 days, they're going to stay there until they get it done. Indy is one that they don't leave. You know, they're going to do Indy. Indy is probably the biggest event in NHRA. So they definitely don't, they never postponed it. So I'm going to try to get them on there. But I got a question here I want to throw out. This question was asked Thursday. It was asked. And I want to ask Bro Skin. I want Skin specifically to answer this question from me. Skin, is there anyone in drag racing that you're scared of?
Hell no.
Is there anyone in drag? Okay, well, I'm getting to a point here. Is there anyone in drag racing that his car is in the same category as your car, but he got a different tire on than you got? So you're going to say you can't run him because of his tire size. Is there anyone out there that has a car equivalent to yours that you weren't running because, let's say, he have a bigger tire than you?
No, I'm still going to run.
You still going to run?
Because why
is that?
Especially on the street. Because I think I'm clever than them driving. I think I'm out driving.
Okay.
That's what I think.
That's right. Now, there's another question for you. Is there anyone out there that his car is equivalent to yours, but you want to dictate what tie he put on?
No. I don't know.
Okay. I asked that question because why is it that 90% of all the races that come from the South race tire size more so than the car?
Because they have faster cars than I got. They have way faster cars, so I guess it matter. I guess I'm just giving you my opinion now. I guess it matter about the tire size because these guys are going so fast now. They're going real fast. But if they got some street cars, I never heard them say nothing like that. They very seldom have street cars. We have to go to their town to have street cars because I used to go down to Memphis, you know, beat Shine and Frank, and, you know, I had to beat them guys down there. I had to go down there because they wouldn't come up here.
But look here, Bruce Ken, can you do me a favor? I want you to hang in there with me because I want to get to a point there. But I got a break in my show here for a minute. I got a young man that we were just discussing, and he's on the air right now. So instead of guessing at what's happening, we can get a full blow-by-blow description from Lil' Tony. Lil' Tony, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's happening, Lil' Tony? What's happening? We're glad to have you. You know, I was telling my fan base here a few minutes ago, we all want to guess at what's happening because it might even be an in-house issue that you ain't want to discuss. But the word is this and the word is that, and the word is this and the word is that. Can you give us, if you will, give us a little insight on what's really happening with the event and what didn't happen?
Yeah. The weather called for a high percentage of rain. It was, you know, between 70, 80, 90%. And me and my partner is trying to wait it out to see if, you know, if it was going to change. And come Thursday. You know, it was like, all right, you know, we've waited long enough. We've got to go ahead and make a call. So we was on the phone talking about it. I told him, I mean, you know, it's really nothing to talk about. I mean, it's 80% chance of rain. So, shit, we pull a plug on it. We don't want to have people come all that way and, you know, get rained out.
Right.
They wanted to proceed with it. So, you know, we kind of went back and forth. So I really didn't feel like they was for the racer and for the spectator.
Right.
You know, it started appearing to me that they had, you know, other agendas. So,
okay.
You know, I basically told them, you know what, I don't, my character is all I got, and I'm not going to salvage it for a few dollars. I'm not
right.
going to ask people to, you know, die 8, 9, 10, 12 hours, 3, 4, 5 hours. And because a lot of people, you know, like I told them, they saying, well, if the people come, that's on them. I said, but you got to take into account, we give them the show. We watching the weather. They're not watching everybody. You can't just assume that everybody's watching the weather. We're giving it
right.
naturally. We're going to watch the weather. I said, some of them may not know. And in addition to, you know, countless people that I had calling saying, man, the weather looks kind of bad up there. What's the call? You know, and I'm telling them, it ain't looking favorable. So, I mean, you know, I had people calling me that even though they looking at the weather and seeing it's 70 and 80% chance of rain, but if I say we gonna try to make it happen, they were still willing to come.
Right.
If they gave me that kind of respect, then I had to get that respect back and tell them, you know, ask them not to come. So, you know,
okay.
me and my partner couldn't agree on that, and they, you know, just want to stand on, let them come. And I told them, you know what, anybody that I know that I can get in contact with that's coming to support me, I'm going to ask them not to come. And I severed the partnership at that point. I told them, you know what, if this is the kind of business me and the y'all are, you know, I don't think we need to do business no more. I'm not cutting that type of club. So,
okay.
I don't have nothing to do with that event that they tried to pull off, which got rained out, or the one that we had scheduled for October. I'm not a part of that no more.
Okay. Well, did the event get rained out, Tom?
Say what?
Did it get rained out today?
I heard it did rain. Yeah, I heard it did
okay.
rain.
All right. But what you were saying?
Now they end up calling last night anyway, but
okay.
you know
you
why
didn't want it to be a last
like,
minute
you know,
thing.
How you gonna call at you know make a call at you know 11 o'clock and
right.
your event schedule to start at 9 o'clock in the morning and say okay well yeah the rain percentage is too high you know we gonna pull a plug you know that you don't do that you know like I told them you know I'm looking at it from a racer standpoint those guys aren't racers. Well, one of them is, but his situation was he had already paid his tuner to come in from out of town, and he had him flying into Grand Rapids. So he had to go anyway to get the man. So that's why he was willing to go, and the other two, you know, they were stuck on, you know, they wanted to do the event. But, you know, me as a racer, I know the biggest upset and disappointment in the world is when you didn't travel 8, 9, 10, 12 hours and get rained out. You know, that a lot of people don't realize what it takes just to even show up.
Sorry.
You know, so they couldn't see it from that standpoint. And to be honest, truthful, I couldn't see it from their standpoint. So,
okay.
You know.
Well, my thing
like,
is this. Can I ask
yeah.
a question?
Yes,
they
sir.
Couldn't see it. They couldn't see it from your standpoint, but they still called the motherfucker Friday. That got to be the dumbest shit in America.
Correct. Correct.
You
well,
know what I'm saying?
That's what Tony's
why
saying.
Would you,
why would
no,
you
I know what he's saying. No, I know what he's saying. I'm just saying something. I'm just saying that severed a relationship when y'all could have just severed it in the – it could have been still a relationship, and they could have agreed with Tony and called it in the first damn place. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
but,
I mean, you know – like, say, with 70, 80% chance of rain, that's a no-brainer. That ain't even nothing to discuss. It's over.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It is what it is.
You know, now 40%, even 50, okay, I'd gamble. But 70, 80, 90% chance of rain? Come on, man, I can't send nobody off like that.
Okay.
And all I'm saying is D.
You hear this straight from the horse's mouth.
Before Tony got on the phone, ain't that what the fuck I told you, man?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like this. You had said, and I told you from day one, I said, you talk to Tony directly, so you had a little more, yeah, a lot more insight on than I had. But I'm very much in appreciative of the brother calling, because now we're getting into really not so much me, but everyone that's under the sound of our voice are getting it directly from Tony himself. So there's no more guesswork. There's no more second guessing on what happened with the show, what happened with those brothers. Now we know why. We know directly why. He did not want to take a chance of people that close to him, that consider him a stand-up guy, to travel, or even get out there and travel an hour or two and call him. And then he's all D, the show been canceled. But I done drove 2 hours. That's
right.
A four-hour trip for me, a waste.
Hey,
you know.
Hey, D, that goes
yes,
back
sir.
To when you first started the show. When you talking about common sense.
Yes.
Common sense, they should have agreed with what the man said.
Yeah, well, I would have.
That was common sense.
Yeah.
You gonna wait 24 hours later and sever a relationship and then call it? You still ain't got nothing.
Well,
right.
True.
Right.
And
so then
that was for nothing.
And then another thing is when Martin give us the dates, you know, Martin is a class track. So after they do all their class racing and sanction events, do all the bookings for them, what's ever left, they give to us. So
right.
We don't have a rain date. So even if we would have said, well, let's go ahead and try it, if it rain out, we'll give them a rain date and, you know, for the next event. We don't have a rain date. So if
yeah.
people would have showed up and it would have rained,
it's
so what are we going to do? Yeah, it's just a loss. What are we going to do? Give them the money back? We're going to get the money back. We should ask them not to come. That's not, you know, no harm, no foul.
Right.
So, you know, why go through all of that? You know,
it just don't make you look good. Yes.
Correct.
In my opinion,
things like that is you know, from a promoter standpoint, it's promotional suicide. And, you know.
Let me ask you a question. You just said a valuable word there. You said promotion. The word was that you're giving up promoting?
No. I mean, I will still promote events, but like I say, that Martin was, you know, we had all went in that together, and I'm sure they're going to want to stay there. And, you know, we only get 3 or 4 dates a year. So I just find another facility.
Okay. Well, once again, ladies and gentlemen, you were hearing directly from Lil Tony himself. So now we got the second guess on what's going on and what's not going on. He's giving it to you, as they say, in the raw. He's not slamming the door. Well, you got grandkids, man. You're trying to. I'm in the most quietest room in the house.
Hey, what you know what you're supposed to do, though, D?
Because I'm trying to do my shit. If y'all give me a little respect, I'll do it.
No, you know what you're supposed to do? Hey, D.
All right, I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. I have a daughter and a granddaughter walking in. Yes, sir.
You know what you're supposed to do?
Talk to me.
Go in the garage. Go in the garage.
Hey, Skin. Man, I promise y'all don't know. That's my next move. It's in the garage.
No, you know what? That should have been your first move. You know better.
I was out back on my way to the garage, man, and it wanted to water the grass. So I was getting wet. So I said, I just bought this phone. This is a piece of clothes. I can't really get wet. So I come back in and where I normally be, and there's never no one up here. Now tonight, since the white
man, you know they coming, man.
Everybody wants to come through here just because I'm here.
That's the perk of being a granddaddy, man.
Man, it's work. But Tony, I don't know if you have anything else you want to report on that, man, or say on that, but I really appreciate you coming on and letting the racing world know the real truth of what's really went down and what's going down with that. And we, as a promoter for you as a fan and a raiser myself, we definitely don't want to see you walk away from the promoting side. You know, you give great shows. I was at one of your shows here about a month ago, and I think I came over and told you, man, great show. I really enjoyed myself.
Right.
So the only thing I'm mad about is that you owe me some food.
So he don't owe you no food.
I went over there, the line was packed, and I
could eat.
He
owe you some food, and the line going to be packed. If they give it out key, you see people around the corner on Madison. So you know how it goes, man.
Every time I went over there, man, the line was packed. The show was over. They were putting the grills up, and if he was still in line.
Hey, D, I got a question. Do they owe you some cheese over there on Madison when they get that cheese out?
I got mine. They have to give it to me.
Okay,
I got mine.
But see, you got yours because you waited. You waited, right?
Oh, man. Hey, Buck was even saying, man, I got in line 5 different times. I come talk to you. I walked over there with you. I said, if I walk over there with him,
hey,
man, they respect me more. One guy told me, he said, hey, man, you the guy they call D that do the D in line. I said, D me. I thought they were going to give a move to the front of the line. I said, they put people in front of me behind that. I'm like, man, Tony got to buy me some food. That's just all that he owes me.
Hey.
But no, brother, you do great show, man.
Hey,
I really would like to see you stay in. Come on with it.
Hey, D, I'm going to keep it real with you.
Okay.
And I ain't kissing no ass and no shit like that. That was the best show of the year.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
There ain't one that was better than that. That was the best show of the year. The most grudge racing, the most gambling I done seen in about 10 years, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, the only thing I'm going to say about that, Skin, is I agree with you 200%. As of to this day, I have not in no shape, form, or fashion.
I ain't seen one better.
You know what?
That first show, remember the very first show that Ben had?
Mm-hmm.
He was close. But look, Tony, that last show he just had, July 26, 2014, I'll never forget it, the best show in the whole wide world. And I was crying last night that Tony ain't going to have no more in Martin. I was crying. I'm letting the whole world know I started crying. Man, I'm just saying, though, but it ain't at 131. I likes that.
Okay, well, it ain't over yet. That, you know, I might be able to pull a rabbit out the hat. It ain't over yet.
Yeah, I like that goddamn show. That's a bad motherfucking show.
Yeah, I agree with
Thanks,
you again. Anytime you can have over, one count says 43, another count says 47, but just the fact, and you know what was amazing about it? All week long, Tony was coming on air saying how they was really trying to break, they didn't make it no secret, they told it, they was trying to break Wixman record. I believe they had 23 or 25 grudge matches locked in. They didn't just break it, they disintegrated it.
The way the number kept going up, because we posted all the cars, all the names of the people and everything, so that it was non-disputable. And then we had guys who was chiming in saying that their name wasn't on the list and they had a grudge race. That's how the number kept going up. So it ain't something that we was inflating. People was logging in saying that they read through the list and we missed them. So,
I guess what, D? That was a perfect example.
Hold on. Let me get this here. Tony, been 43 and 47. Do you know exactly how many was the count? Was it 43 or 47?
The initial was 43, and then we had it go to the 47 after we posted the names.
Okay. So we did get 47, though. That's
but we know for a fact that it's 43. But four more people came in and said they raced. Four different
Correct.
Races.
And said that their names wasn't on the list, so we missed them.
I think the world that Wick had a total of 25, I believe, or 27, something like that. So
correct.
You didn't just break it, you just disintegrated it.
But you know what's so tripped out about it, though? you remember that? Remember what you was talking about earlier, D? When you were saying people scared and motherfuckers was trying to go at 131 like they were showing out in front of the women or something.
Right.
Hey, check it out. The track got a 12 o'clock curfew. At 12 o'clock, we still had about 10 more sets of cars in the line trying to go. And they told us, you know, it's over. It's time to go. I went up to the tower and I asked the guy, is it any way possible we can let these last few guys go? He said, it's past the curfew. You know, we get fined. I said, how much is the fine? He said, $1,000. I said, if I paid $1,000, will you let these guys go? He said, you paid $1,000, you got 1 hour. I gave the man the $1,000 and went down there and told guys, man, y'all got to go because after this, it's over. And they went to them ride.
Wait a minute. Now, see, that's something that the drag racing world needs to know. I got a guy on, man. I got to get him on, but I must say this. This man that has just went through some stuff to try to put an event on for the fans, I hope you all are listening and heard exactly what he said. This man paid $1,000 fine just for some drag racing to go on one more hour. And I honestly don't believe he made $1,000 in an hour. I don't believe he made it.
No, the gate, the front gate was closed. I didn't get it.
All that was closed. Hey, D, but guess what?
What's that?
Not only did he pay the $1,000, they didn't even get fined the $1,000. So they got a free $1,000.
But they got a
$3,000. No.
And they still didn't get all the races off. But look, hey, Charlie, can you hang on, man? You got to go? You want to stay in?
No, I'm good.
Okay, good. Hang in with us. I got a mic. I got to get over. I don't know if his brother got to go. He come and go in. I got one out there that may give us some insight on something that's happening now. Bro Slouch, you there? Yes, sir. Your mic is open. Come on in. Holler at us. All right, we're not getting him right now. Bro Shake, your mic is open. If you're there, come on in.
What's going on, D, Larry, Skin, Tommy?
What's
going on, fellas? Y'all all right?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Yeah, I just let the shot down. I just called in to pay my respects, man, and see what's going on.
We're out here tonight getting some clarity on some races and take the place. Hopefully getting some clarity on some races that's going to take place in the future. You know, we had discrepancy going here about what happened with Tony and Trace, so he's kind enough to come on the air and give us a rundown of what went down, what should have went down, and what he wasn't going to allow for his next race.
Hey, D, go in the garage. We can't hear you.
No, I'm on mic now. I'm in the garage, man. I'm in the garage.
Yeah, it's in the garage, man.
I'm in the garage now, man. Well,
better
man,
not be no pit bulls and shit in the garage. Better not be no dogs in that motherfucker.
Actually, if I tell you what I'm asking, you wouldn't believe it. I went kind of in my work truck.
Yeah.
I'm in my tractor, man.
Hey, guys
out there married, man, you should know, I'm not going to argue with that big-headed woman and them grandkids.
Hey, he need to go in the kitchen and get some aluminum foil and wrap it around that cell phone so he can get a better signal.
Yeah, and I'm going to bet you this. I bet you ain't got no cigarette lighter in that goddamn tractor. Your battery going to go dead in a minute. I'm going to co-host the show for you when your battery goes dead, goddamn. I continue on, goddamn. I continue. I act like I'm you. I act like I'm sleep. But you act like you sleep talking.
You want to get one of those coat hangers. You know how to unravel a coat hanger.
Hey, that man needs some help.
Yeah, I'm going to play D for a little while.
That man needs some help, man.
Hey, D, what was that Wick was for? Was Wick supposed to run this weekend against somebody, or was it next weekend?
Well, he tried to lock him in for this week, and he said he could. He wanted to lock, actually locked in, but then he crawled out because he said that Now, when I say crawl out, I'm not throwing no bones at Wick, because we all know Wick was definitely raised. But he backed out the race because he said he didn't want to be locked in and have a skip of a breaking cause. You know, he didn't want to use that. So he said he was not going to lock in and let him run. Somebody had locked in with the run, and then next week he'll come on in and lock down your end.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. But
hey, where they get with this? Where they get with this? Hey, I got a question, D. Where they come with this dumbass break clause shit? If you break, you don't lose. Where that come from?
Well, what they're saying is if you break before the race, like if you lock in to run me today, but your car broke wind tonight, you know, they're saying that they allow you to use the break clause as an out. But now, let me say this, man. Gentlemen, listen to this very well. I have been doing some research on all these clauses and these stiffs that's coming into racing. I have a problem with it myself. And I always have had a problem with me. I've voiced my opinion on several times on several shows. But we are finding that most of these stiffs that are coming into racing are coming from Tony Bass. That's where most of them come from. He's the one that's bringing them in. You know,
well,
different than me, man.
I'm a trooper, brother.
I'm gonna tell it like a T.I. is, man. Leave these stiffs out. Leave all that mess out of racing and get busy. You know, that's what
I'm
driving.
You know what?
Come on, with who y'all got there? You said one said something. Who was that?
That was me. I'm sorry.
All right, come on.
I want to say this here. Yeah. I ain't even mad at Tony Bynes. I'm mad at the dumb motherfuckers that's allowing him to do that shit. Because guess what? He is the fucking king. He made all the stipulations and they agreeing to him. Yeah. I ain't never heard of no dumb. That's what you call locking in. Look, ask Lil Tony. He on the phone right now, D. Ask Lil Tony how many times he locked in with me and something was wrong with his car. And he paid off like a slot machine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey,
that's
Ken.
What you're supposed to pay on, man. Because guess what? And I'm going to say this. I want to say two things. First of all, number one is somebody can lie and say their car broke.
Yeah.
That ain't shit.
Can I
say the N word on this line?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I want to say, listen, let me say this.
For a nigga to tell, man.
Okay, listen to this, Ken. Check this out.
The only thing
we do not tolerate here on this show is a lot of profanity. And sometimes that'll slip out. And the reason I do that is because I have kids that's setting up listening to these shows with their uncles and fathers. Like my little grandson sitting in the show with me sometimes to be falling asleep on me. So I don't want that to be imputed in their ear.
Now, you know
that's
what?
That's why we don't go with that. But as far as
I agree with you 100%. With you 100%, but I will say this. I'm going to use 50% of this. I guarantee you 50% of the people that just said that shit and agree with it, cussing in front of their grandkids, they cussing them out early in the morning.
Well, the thing with me is this here. And anyone that has something different to say, your mic is open, you're more than willing. And you're more than able, and you're more than welcome to come on and repeat what I say. I can't give a care about what the next man do. I can only give a count of what D do.
Nah, but I was really talking about you, though, D. You be cussing in front of me.
I won't do that. See, I'm a little too rooted and booted and what
hey,
does say the
hey,
Lord to do that.
Cussing you out, you cussing them out in front of the kids.
That's why.
And shit.
That's why I give a lead. When she get the crown, it's time to go. It's just time to go.
Yeah.
See, because you can't win.
I learned a long time ago,
pick my battles.
Yeah, I had one more thing. First of all, yeah. Oh, yeah, lie ain't shit for a nigga to tell. And number two.
That man crazy, man. Ooh, that man crazy.
Hey, man. I'm just saying, though. A nigga could tell a lie and say his car broke
because
they don't really want to race. They might be scared and find out some information that they scared of. Let me say this.
Check it out. That's what Tony Bass did this week. Tony Bass said that he was going to bring his car to Maryland. He was going to lock in. And he locked in with Daniel. And he said if he come through the gate, consider this a locked-in race. Well, he said the rim was broke.
I mean, how much did it cost to put a ring together to come show the race?
Anybody can say that, but I'm gonna say this. What about the other person, D and Tony and everybody else that's listening? What about the person that ain't broke? How do you know what he went through to get ready because he was locked in? He might have spent more than the lock-in money to get ready for that particular person. So he don't account for shit.
Well, now listen now. I'm not knocking it.
I'm asking a question.
Right. Now, let me answer that. I'm just simply saying this is the clause that Wick said he didn't want to hide behind. That's what I'm saying
Danielle was giving Wick
the opportunity to say if his car broke during the racing this week, he was giving Wick an opportunity to say, okay, we're not locked in. Wick said, okay. But then he turned around, he said, no, I don't want to use that. He didn't want to hide behind the lock-in clause, and for that very reason you just gave. Because so many people are going to say, his car wasn't broke. He just didn't want to face
it. Well, guess what? Then if he didn't want to hide behind it, lock your ass in then. Why he wouldn't lock in then?
That's why he wouldn't lock in. He said he wasn't going to have. He told. He said,
I understand what you're
saying. Check it out. What Wick said was, he said, that's the reason I'm not going to lock in, because I got a race locked in this week. He said, but I'll lock your ass in Monday. So he'll be on Dog Show Monday, and he's going to be ready to lock in.
And guess what? I'm not mad, but we'll see.
That's all I can say. Right.
Hey, LaTonya.
Yes, sir. Let me say this. I want everybody to hear this. Listen, man, I started this show out tonight to do an old school thing, but the guy went on air, he ended up getting busy and couldn't come in.
Yeah.
But in fact, two of them. That was O.C. and Jesse Lee. All these lock-ins, man, not lock-ins, but all these stiffs in these lock-in races.
Yeah.
It's just my opinion. My opinion is like anybody else, booty hole, I have one. Don't make it right. I'm not always right.
Right.
I'm just never wrong.
Right.
These stiffs, man, somewhere talking that.
I mean, you know what?
99% of the men, they coming from down south. We didn't have all that mess up here when we was racing, and we weren't racing the South.
Sure didn't.
Stiffs ain't doing nothing but killing drag racing, man.
Uh-huh.
That's all they're doing.
I mean,
you know,
I believe
you got guys out here, they can't race your car for trying to race your tire size. Come on, man.
Right,
what's
right.
with that?
All right, that's why are you racing accessories or are you racing ET? I race ET. I don't
that
care
is.
What size tire you got, what accessories you got on the car. If I think I can get there first, I'm gone.
That's right.
My man
just
did a
like,
special
just
show
like
for me
Tony,
Monday.
I just told him that earlier.
The show we did Monday was based around Donye in live action. I had told him before he got much. I said, I can get you on the phone because you're like my little nephew. I can call his house. I know I can get him on. Well, live action stated that, man, we'll run him out of the state. We'll run him in Africa. My partner Big Drag was on the air. The Drag asked Twin one simple question. What do you run your best on? He said 3:15. Cool. Daniel, what do you run your best on? 10:05:33. Why not both of you all dress up in your best and go to war? If me and Lil Tony go to fight today, I'm not going to bring a knife to a gun fight.
That's right. That's right.
So why would I try to? The first thing Twin said, get on the 3:15. Well, you're not trying to run fade to black. You're trying to run his freaking tire.
Right.
That's what I mean. I said all these stiffs. Before they let the South invade us with all these doggone stipulations, we didn't have that problem. We looked at your car, we sized it up, we thought we could win, we got busy.
That's right. I've never seen none of y'all. I've never seen Skin or nobody down on their knees with no flashlight looking at nobody's damn top size.
No.
You know, but my thing with it is, with us, and the Midwest being so submissive because of the simple fact that we were joining an organization, we tried to make things good and great for them, but we forgot about ourselves, you know. And the thing is, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So all those get caught up to those tips and they be falling for them, I can't fault nobody but them. Tony Bynum doing what they're supposed to do. If they feel like they can trick you and you go for it, they're doing their job. you know.
But I got,
I just don't, I don't go for anything. Just like he told me and Leroy when we came down there, we wanted to run him again. He told us, if y'all take the Willie bars off, I'll run you. But if that be the case, then what you need to do, you need to go to Applebee's and get you some motherfucking oatmeal or something, because we ain't taking shit off this car. You know. And that's just the bottom line to it, you know. Why should we take something off our car to make our car unsafe? You know,
yeah, that don't make sense.
Just to satisfy somebody else's stipulations or their rules and their regulations, it ain't gonna happen.
But yeah. I got something to add to that, Larry. You know, people just ain't, my thing is this. The guys up here, if you know they coming with a stipulation and you can't handle it, don't run. But that's where you trick them at, if your car can run good with them tires that they talking about, get out with their motherfucking ass and blow their ass out. That's all.
That's it.
Because I ain't understanding all that shit. They have no stipulation. They just saying something. So all you do, either test your car with them tires on or don't run.
Yeah.
But don't just handicap
right there,
yourself.
I done sat right there over there on what was the name of that street we used to race on, skin over there, that angle running street over there? Chicago. I didn't see guys have balloon tires on, and you got little small tires on. You felt like you could get out on his ass, you down on his ass, you went, you know.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
the way we always done it, you know. So all of that stuff came into play later on in the game, you know, and it was up to us whether we accepted it or not. Cause,
yeah.
You know, if I got mine right, I'm going to run mine like it said. If they don't want to
and that's exactly what you're supposed to do. But I'll give you a perfect example. Me and Lil Tony locked in with his Cadillac, and he told me if I put drag radios on my pickup truck, he going to try me. I said, bet, and I locked his ass in. I wasn't going to have no excuse for me to blow my ass out, because I think I can beat his ass with them drag radios. What he told me to put on, if that's the case, he Tony Bynum then. Because he stepped me, and I like it. And it felt good to me. And I got paid. So I don't give a fuck. Once they step, man, this don't go for you. This don't take it personal. But fuck what somebody step, man, let them step what they want to step. If you don't like it, don't run.
Where I speak on stiffs. There's too many guys out here. B is a professional at it. He cool with me, he's a professional. He got it down to a science. They step into a race and step themselves right out. When they don't like what they step in, they step right out the race. That's what I mean. What I said is too damn many steps in racing. Like you said, Lil Tony told you put on drag race. That's one step, okay? You said, let's get busy. You guys won in race. That's not a problem. The problem is when
we didn't race.
Okay, but I'm just saying, I ain't saying you're right. I'm saying you guys, I'm just using a scenario. You guys went
right.
That's not a problem. The problem is when we got 15, 20 different stiffs in one race. When you keep on stiffing and you just keep on stiffing, it's going to end up not being a race.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. You know, if a man come down with one or two stiffs.
Brother D.
If a man come down with one or two stiffs, then, hey, it's cool. Hey, I got a call coming through. I got to take this. Can you hold down for a minute for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's almost like,
now,
when we get ready to go drag racing, y'all, we got to have an encyclopedia up on our, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Brother Larry.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? I didn't mean to cut y'all off this big show.
What's
up,
Cam?
How you doing,
Lil
Tony?
Hey, what's up, Jam?
What's going on?
Not much.
It's not no stepping. I've been listening for a little bit. I just think don't nobody want to be fair no more. It ain't got nothing to do with being stiffing. Nobody wants to be fair. It used to be a time where, man, people would set folks out and be fair about it. Now, nobody wants to be fair.
Hey, Sam, I agree. Now, Larry, I agree with that. I didn't even think of that. But he's absolutely right. That's why motherfuckers stiffing. But I ain't talking about the people down south. They got these
astronomical. Period.
Right, they got these. Now, I know what you're saying, Sam. I'm talking to Larry because Larry was saying something earlier. I ain't talking about people down south like Wick and all them. They got some real fast cars. We talking about the streetable type cars. People not being fair no more, so you got to come with certain stiffs. Because I done came with all type of stiffs. So I can't let y'all say that like I ain't one of the people that do it. Because I'm going to do it to them.
Hey, Skin, I'm gonna give you a good example. I remember years ago we was on South Chicago and you had that photo colors and you gave Craig like 12 cars in the break with that that GTP, that Grand Prix.
Now
people they'll be trying to they're gonna say, oh well, I'm gonna give you the break with that car now. Or they ain't even gonna give you the break. They'll be like, oh, I'm gonna give you the back tie with the car. I'm like, man, are you serious? That's what I'm talking about. That's the same mess they was doing up there in Maryland when with Lil Tony. They was trying to sit back half cars on that Cadillac.
Oh, yeah, that's the dumb shit they do. Because, you know, people just scared.
Yeah.
They scared what they don't know about. You know what I'm saying? It's just like me. I was taking a gamble years and years ago. Man, I was getting motherfuckers 20 cars, 12. I don't know. It's fucked up now, man. But
give my show back, man. Give my show back. I'm back.
Man, we don't want to give your fucking show back, man. We had this shit under control,
And the killing part about it, Skin, is this man turned around and drove his car all the way from Detroit, Michigan, all the way down there where they at, and they want to put back half cars on it, man. You know, I cracked up, man, because I ain't never seen such funny shit before in my life.
I'm going to crack up because I got to laugh at him because now he getting a taste of the shit that they be doing to me. That's the shit they do to me. That's the shit. Hey, I went all the way down to Memphis. Look, me and Witt tight now. Man, Witt used to do that dumbass shit to me, man. I'm trying to race these jitty booms over here. And Witt keep talking about, no, Skin, I ain't letting them run you. I'm going to run you with the motherfucker. I said, Witt, where all that come from, man? What the fuck are you talking about? I don't want to run you, man. I'm not running no Mustang with no 78 Seville, man, with a flat hood on it with all the seats in it, man. I'm not running that, man. So would you leave me alone, Witt? Told him 50 times, man.
Yeah, I was with you, fall for it. You know, they can put anything they want on you, but if you have fall for it, then
No, you're missing the point, D. You're missing the point. The point is, I was not falling. No, listen, D. I was not falling for it. He blocking my action.
Right.
Because he keep trying to run me with a fucking Mustang, and everybody looking like, well, we ain't going to run then. I had a motherfucker with a Corvette was going to run, a motherfucker with, you know, with little streetable cars that was going to run, but we kept fucking with me. They figure he the king down there. They say, hell no, we're trying to run him with a fucking Mustang. We ain't running him. We're trying to run me with a fucking small block, some killer-ass Mustang with slicks on it. And I got to get them 78 Cadillac.
Like I was saying, Skin, I understand what you're saying. But the only thing I'm saying is if you're not dumb and fall for it. It's just that it hurt from getting other action. I understand what you're saying. You know, but now, by the same token, once you get labeled as being fast, it's a label you got to carry. If you stop drag racing today, say you get financially unable to race, but you are still round racing, you may buy a brand spanking new car. You might be trying to race for $100, where everybody knows Skin wants to bet $5,000 or better. You go forever have that stigma on you. It's something you can't wash off. If that gets sprayed by a skunk, you don't get off it either. Once you get labeled for being quick, it's a label you're going to carry the rest of your life.
Can I say one stigma that you got wrong?
What's that?
I ain't never been quick in my life.
Well, okay, I'll rephrase it. Once you get labeled as being fast, you're going to carry the rest of your life.
I ain't never been fast or quick.
Okay, I'll rephrase it. I don't mind rephrasing what I say. Once you get the label as a woman, it's hard to get out with it.
Yeah, there you go.
I can remember a few years back. I'm pretty sure you still got it. You had a crown you used to walk around with because you were the king of drag racing. Still got it.
Once
they give an inaugural and give you a crown, it's something you don't give back. It's your
And guess who gave it to me?
Red.
The white people, black people ain't gave me shit. The white people gave me that crown, man. Yeah.
Man, you're a sick gentleman, boy.
The white people gave me that, man.
All right, so, man, like I was saying, I don't have a problem with skipping. I just have a problem with too many. I think I think it should be a limit to what we can skip in a race. Three should be max. If you got to come up with 15 different doggone stiffs to run a specific car you're trying to run, you need to leave that alone. That's just my opinion.
You know? Hey, D, that makes sense, too. We should make it a rule, a law, where it's only three stiffs maximum.
Yeah, I think it should be a minimum. I think it should be a maximum amount of stiffs you can take.
And if you ain't quick on your feet and you can't think of them three that fast, goddammit, stand your ass down.
That's your law.
Y'all lose the motherfucking money. Y'all lose a lot of money.
That's your law.
From 1971 all the way up to 2010, I never heard the back tie.
Never.
Never. That's some down south.
Never, ever.
Yeah, me either.
Hey, let's
go to the back tie. That was 2010.
Latona, you see it out there?
Trickery.
I think he's right.
Who you looking
at? That's a mess.
That's
I ain't never heard of.
It ain't nothing but a trick. You know.
I ain't never heard of it either.
No.
I done been some airway like racing. I done heard of some everything. I ain't never heard of that.
But I'm going to tell you this, though. New shit is invited, man. Fuck it. I mean, it is what it is. You know why I think they were saying the back tie?
Because
them cars so goddamn fast, motherfuckers scared as hell to give motherfucker the brake. And they can't give motherfucker the brake because motherfucker going to bring you down.
I'm going to tell you something else I ain't never heard of. I called drag. I had to get some clarity on it. I'm like, drag, what the heck are they talking about? Everything in drag racing.
You got the back tie and the brake, and they got to clear you.
And they got to clear you. Drag said, man, take it back to clear for me. To clarify for me. I need to know what you're talking about. I mean, A lot of terminology they're using is the same thing we did, but you got different terminology.
I'm going to tell you what that really is. That's Donnie going to give me that with my truck. Of course he going to win. You see what I'm saying?
It's somebody
way faster than you, so they going to tell you got everything in drag.
Everything in drag racing. That's it.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
I guess.
They can give you a break on that. They ain't really got to get on their trans brake. Leave off the vertical. Don't catch them.
That's like giving a person a back tie. I mean, if I give you a back tie, I really just conned you into a sucker race. The back tie ain't what people think it is. It's a sucker race.
It sure ain't. And then, Skin, you know the question that was asked to me, Skin? The question that I heard Tony Bynum say that when you do a lock-in, you put the, they call it punk out money, which I call it lock-up money, but they say you put the punk out money up. When you put the punk out money up, you understand what I'm saying? You betting, say you betting 5 on 35 or better, 5 on 3,000 or better. Okay.
Yeah.
If the guy decides to come and pay the punk out, they classify that as a win. So I said, well, if you classify it as a win, tell me why is it that you got the 5 and you didn't get the 35?
Exactly.
I don't understand how could it turn him out and be a win. I said, well, how much did you beat him by? Did you beat him by half a fender? You beat him by whatever? So far and so on, that question never was answered for me, and that's been over a year or something ago.
Man, that ain't no damn win.
Trickery. That's what I call it, trickery.
That ain't no win to me.
To me neither.
Hey, if I told you I was 16, 17, and 2, it wasn't because I wanted no punk out money.
What?
I blow 17 motherfucking ass out, and 2 motherfuckers blow my ass out. Damn, that motherfucker knew with that 2014. You like that? What's the name of that first guy that came on? Nuts R Us.
These nuts might be get over. It might get over.
You like that? These nuts. 17-2 with the 2014, baby.
Yeah, that brand new motherfucker off the showroom floor.
You
know, see, it's a perfect example, that car right there. See, you known for going around the United States drag racing. Yeah, you probably been in Africa drag racing. Now, for you to show a 2014, the average guy with 2014 not going to try you because you known for winning. That's what I mean. Once you get a stigma, it's like getting a tattoo on, man. It's damn near impossible to get it off. It's there for life.
And guess what? Every car I beat was way older than that car, or at least 5 or 6 years older than it.
Yeah, there it is. You know, you just got a label, man.
I want to run Corey Lee with that motherfucker.
With the Camaro?
Could you promote that deep?
With the Camaro?
Yeah, weak-ass Camaro, whoever car it is. I don't give a fuck who it is. Get his ass up there.
I'm going to try to get him on the horn here. Let me get my producer to put his number up here. See if we get him on the horn.
Hey,
he
breaks
off his ass
while
he lying, talking about he don't run on the street, and he just ran Deucey on the street on Columbus.
Okay.
And what happened?
Deucey blowed his ass out like I'm going to do.
Yeah, I think that was last week Deuce whooped him.
But that's what I'm saying. He said he don't race on the street, though. That's why he wasn't running me. You know, he scared to death of my pickup truck. And we just alike. But I got a truck and he got a car. Really, we ain't alike. He should be whooping my ass. He got aerodynamic.
But you're going to try it.
Man, that Camaro was better than my truck. He's scared to death. Talking about getting the brake. I'm not getting him nothing.
But you're going to try it.
Yeah, I'm going to try it. Sweet ass. Last up there. He had all year to do something to that raggedy motherfucker if it is. If the white boy should have done something to it. Get your ass up there.
Hey, D. D.
I think you're trying to find Corey.
Hey, D, you and Larry just came up with two good points. What can we do to put this in a rule book so we can go by it and we'll acknowledge it to everybody?
Well,
because if we don't, then everybody's going to still have them same mistakes again.
Are they still going to have if you put them in a rule book, because they still going to have them. They don't get no fuck about that damn rule book.
I heard D come on national radio.
I
was on dog show.
He said several things to people. And when he said it, they never took none of it. They never took none of it to any consideration at all. You know, so.
They don't give a fuck about that. I can't hear you. What I got there? I was on dog show here. It's been a month now. A little over a month. I know he was talking about the rules and regulations that they have in Grunge. And I asked the question. My question was asked, who was there to represent the North? You know, if, like you said, put in a book and put these rules in, if you're not represented by an attorney, when you go to court, you got grounds for a mistrial. Mm-hmm. Well, how can I expect you to tell Skin, how can I expect Skin to abide by a rule that we said is in this book, but he don't know a doggone thing about it? Nobody never told him about it. Skin, you lost because Rule 8 stated Section 3. How can I tell Skin that when he don't know a doggone thing about that rule? Well, who the first thing Skin going to ask is, who represented me in this rule committee? Well, Dog said that he fell, so he did the representation. That's no one from the North. You're going to side with who? People of your color. So you're going to go with the South. So it's going to be hard to put something in a rule book unless you get people from the North and South, East and West to come together, whether it be by phone or flyer mail meeting, and say we're going to write
down
the rules and regulations for grudge racing.
So when they trying to get a lock in right then, that's when the rules should be appointed. Remember like last week, y'all had a real good show last week. The topic was say, for instance, Danye had to run Tony Byron way down south. Okay, for, say, $3,000. Now, if it's a lockup for $3,000 and Tony Byron reneged, then he should get 75% of that lockup. So for coming all that way, he should get something for that distance instead of getting all the way down there and don't get a race in.
Well, what I said, I remember that because I knew I introduced that. What I said was that to stop all the fictitious, if we lock in 3,000 on 3,000, so if I'm going to run you for three, let's lock in the whole three.
That's right.
You know,
right.
I like that. That's going to stop a lot. You know, like,
guess what?
It's going to
stop a lot of the bullshit and it's going to stop a lot of racing, too.
Well, see, here's the thing. Here's why it wouldn't stop racing. I'm sure it wouldn't stop racing. It wouldn't stop racing because what they would do then, they would lock up money that they can afford to pay off. We're going to lock up 500 on 500 even. Are we going to lock up 1,000 on 1,000? See, you wouldn't get that lock up 300 on 5,000 or better. When I get there, I didn't got a call that says, man, Whip just ran 7 more out the back door. I know I can't say that. So, hey, Whip, I'm going to give you a call right now and say, hey, Whip, that 500 we locked in, man, it's on the way in the morning. I'd rather lose that 500 than lose that 5,000 because I done got a call that night that stated he just went out the back door and ran 7 more. You see what I'm saying? But if we locked up 5,000 on 5,000, now he can run 690 out the back door. I got to go down here where we're going to meet up at. I'm going to take my chance on trending. He might break. He may not get that pass off this time because I ain't going to give him no 5,000 just on the strength of 100.
Okay,
we lock in, we lock in 200. Or we lock in 300. And what we're really doing, we lock in 1/110 of it. We lock in 100 to 1,000. That's 1/10 of every 1,000. That's all we're really doing. And any fool in their right mind or out of his right mind would rather pay off 1/10 than to pay that bond.
Right. So if we get a raise like that again, let's call it a long distance lockup where they have to put the $3,000 up. And if they don't show up or don't race, Donye gets the $3,000.
Hey,
well,
all that sounds good.
I'm
gonna bet every last one of y'all 1,000 feet that'll
never
happen.
No, it'll happen again, but what it'll do, it'll happen with some real money that's gonna be paid off. Instead
well,
of
it ain't, I'm saying it ain't gonna never happen. Both parties not gonna agree. That's what I'm trying to explain to you, D.
What could happen?
Well, see, now y'all
what
understand
they
why they
stop locking in 300
we call it
lockup money.
They call it punk out money. So if you punk out, you understand? If you got 300 up, that's 300% chance that you can, or 500% chance that you can punk out. The other way, it ain't no way out.
Right.
No, I understand what y'all saying, Larry. I'm just telling you it's never going to happen.
I hear what you're saying.
Man,
you know why it's
never
going to happen? Because, you know why it ain't
going to
never happen? Because the simple fact that the guys from the Midwest is suggesting it. That's why it never happened.
Well, I'm not going to say that, Uncle Larry. I don't know if it's...
Well,
I
have,
say that
I have to say that because of the simple fact that... I sit back and I watch this for a long time, and I try to hold myself to a respectable level. But this is a lot, and I usually don't do this or say this, but this is bullshit if I ever seen any. In my own personal opinion. Y'all know, think about it, Skin. Every year, man, I'm happy golly batting up and down the highway. You ain't seen that
yet.
You know why? I done got tired. I done got tired of bullshit. I'm coming to watch drag racing. I'm coming to fellowship. I'm coming to hear shit talk. I'm not coming to get personal. I'm not coming to watch nobody become an escape artist. I could have watched Houdini a many goddamn years ago.
Amen.
You know, I go a long ways, man. That ain't, hey, man, I'm 60-something years old, man. But I'm going to enjoy myself, man. You know, and that's the bottom line to it, man, you know. And if you don't go according to the rules and regulations that's already been laid, you understand what I'm saying, then ain't nothing happening. That's it.
You're right, Larry. But I'm going to guarantee you this. Bet all y'all 500 apiece. No motherfucker going to lock in 3,000 on 3,000 or 5,000 on 5,000 or 4,000 on 4,000. Ain't nobody going to do it. One going to want to do it, and the other one going to be glad that he ain't finna do it because he ain't going to do it.
And that's because
there
ain't no escape, man. It ain't no escape.
We all can't talk at the same time, brother. What I'm saying is, yes, you're right. One going to be scared, and the other going to be glad. But for those two that's not scared, they're going to lock in 1,000 on 1,000. They're going to lock in 2,000 on 1,000 because they both wants to race.
And guess what's going to be the only person that ain't going to be scared? Me, because I want to lock in.
Okay, I'm gonna say this. Watch this here, Skin. Watch this here. I guarantee you. See, I go with Wick again. Wick said it last week. He told Donye. He said I'm not gonna lock in now because I got a raise already booked, and I think he got a birth. I believe today is Wick's birthday or tomorrow. Or something. He's doing a birthday bash down at the track, and he's gonna do some racing down there. Okay, Monday when he come on the show Monday, I guarantee it, that man will lock 1,000 or 1,000 or better. Because he ain't locking in for no show. Donye ain't locking in for no show. Them two wants to go.
No,
and
I understand
when you,
that.
When
but...
you get them two, that's BS, and that one scared, the other glad, the one that's scared don't want to go no way.
But listen to this.
All that's going to be smartness. Anybody will do that. They locking in 1,000 on 1,000 or better. They locking in 1,000. So if they punk out, they only got to pay 1,000. When they get there, they going to say get out for 5,000. It's still the same shit.
But
the
no,
same
here's the difference, kid. See, you're missing the point. Here's the difference. It's a lot harder to pay that 1,000 off. I don't give them much money you got. John Paul get it. Bill Gates doesn't want to pay 1,000 off. He can pay 200 off. He will pay 200 off. So you get away from locking in that 10 and lock in and put the pot.
That ain't what I'm saying, D. You just ain't listening, man. Motherfuckers locking in 500 on 3,500 or 500 on 3,000. There ain't nothing wrong with going up an extra 500. 1,000 on 5,000. That's what I'm saying. But see, you listen to play, D. Hold on, D. Please, man. I'm saying the whole pot, man, 3,000 on 3,000. 1,000 on 1,000 ain't shit, because when they get there, they still going to race for more than 1,000. That's what
okay,
I'm trying to tell you, D.
Now, hear me out now. This is what I said from day one. I can tell you, you're missing my point. If they lock in 1,000, it's on 1,000. If they run for 3,000, they lock it in 3,000. If they run for 5,000, they lock it in
5,000.
That's what I was saying 15 times. I've been saying it this last week. I've been saying it this last week. This is how you're going to stop paying that
check. Hold on, D. You said lock in 1,000 on 1,000 or better.
No. This is what I said. I said that's what they're saying. Lock in 1,000 or 1,000 or better. I said, but if they lock in the pot, lock in 1,000 or 1,000, lock in 5,000 on 5,000, that's going to stop all the BS.
Right.
You
want right.
Ain't no paying that. But
D, you ain't listening to what I'm saying. They're never going to do that, man.
I'm telling you, the ones that want to race, that really want to get out, they're going to do it.
Exactly.
Okay, well, that's what you said.
They're going to do it.
I'm going to go back.
Hold on, because what I just said, Danier wants to run Wick. Wick wants to run Danier. If Danier say, we're going to lock in 25 on 25 better, Wick going to say, lock in. Because he wants to run that man. Wick don't think Danier can beat him. Danier don't think Wick can beat him.
Okay, now that's just...
Those that don't want to do it, they're looking for an avenue out anyway.
Then Tony Baez in drag racing. All I'm saying is it's not going to be done. It might be done at one time, once or twice. All I'm trying to explain to you is that it's not going to be done. Because I'm trying to give you an example. You won't let me finish, though. Yeah, let me give you an example. Motherfuckers don't even want to race for 3,000. They out here talking about, and I know you ain't no damn fool, D. How many times you heard a motherfucker say, Skid trying to outbid a motherfucker. So-and-so trying to outbid a motherfucker. They're not even trying to bet that much. So how in the fuck they going to do that, man? Where that's going to come from?
Now, let me tell you how.
Listen to what you said. You said not trying to run for 3,000.
Those is not trying to run for 3,000, trying to run for 1,000. They're going to lock it 1,000 or 1,000. That's how you're going to stop paying that check.
That's fine. But you still
have to
pay.
Those that don't want to run for 2,000 or 1,500, lock in 1,500. If they get away from paying that tenth, pay their whole damn pot out, it's going to be less what they call punk out paid off and more racing going to take place.
But D, you think I don't see what you say. I do see what you say. I'm trying to show you that what I'm saying is motherfucker smarter than why you talking. I'm telling you that I can lock in right now. If I don't know what's going on, I can lock in 1,000 on 1,000 and y'all think that's the whole pot. And when we get to the track, I see something else sweet. I say, man, fuck it. Let's do it for 5,000.
Scared. Here's why you miss it. I'm one of the smartest motherfuckers in drag racing. I'm one of the smartest niggas in the world, period. Sometimes I think I'm too smart for myself. I'm not going to run you for 5,000. I'm gonna run you for
okay,
that time.
That's you. Hold on, D. That's
well,
you.
I'm not just saying me. Listen to this here. I'm not just saying me. I'm telling you in general as a whole. I'm not just saying me. When I tell you lock in 2,000 on 2,000, that's what the damn pot gonna be. 2,000. If you wanna bet that other three, get on the side. I'm trying to get you to see. It's gonna be 2,000.
Right.
So if you don't raise or I don't raise, I'm gonna give you 2,000. I'm not gonna be able to pay that $200, which is a chance.
No,
I'm
just telling you that it's smarter than that. And that's like me. If I don't wanna agree with what you're saying, we gotta call a motherfucker on the phone and say, "Hey man, we gonna run for more than that." But on D show, since he wanna be the rule maker, we just gonna lock in 1,000 on 1,000, man. But when we get there, we gonna bet more. That's the point I'm trying to make to you. You ain't understanding it.
You said that, but who? Check this out. Check this out. I can't stop it. I ain't going to try. How many guys out there running $5,000 or $6,000 right now? How many out there doing it?
Just
out saying it. Your big-time hitters, who you call the big hitters right now, only one was out there really trying to run for big money was Cold Killer. The rest of them guys, they calling, let's lock in 300 on 25 or better. Let's lock in 300 on 2,000. Let's lock in 500 on 15. They're not running for them pots now. And they can pay that.
No, I know that.
Really.
I just was making an example.
So we
need,
what I'm telling you is that the example that you're making is a good example, but it's not face value. For the simple fact, they're not running for them pots no way. So lock in for what you're running for and stop paying
yeah,
that debt up at a
fall. What I'm just trying to show you is that they're going to lock in the
lowest
that
they can. I'm not denying what you're saying.
They're going to lock in the lowest that they can to oblivate your rule. That's all I'm
saying. Listen, bro. I'm not denying what you're saying. You're making a valid point, a damn good valid point. But the only thing I'm trying to get you to see is that they're not running for that kind of money no way. They ride for $1,500 to $2,500 every now and then.
Right.
I'm on all these shows. I frequent
okay,
all these
okay,
shows.
So let's say this
every now and then I hear $3,500.
Well,
so
if that was the rule, if that was the rule, and you had to stand on it, then they're gonna lock in a G, on a G. But then when they get there, they're gonna run for the 25 if they want to run for. That's all I was saying, player.
I get
that's
what you're saying.
Tell you,
bro,
niggas gonna do that.
Okay, I'm gonna go back to this one more time.
Find a way to beat the system. Niggas
that's
always
true.
Find a way to beat the system.
Niggas looking for a way to beat the system. I agree with that. I'm gonna go through this one more time with you.
I'm not even.
Hey, D, can I interrupt you and Skin? Listen to this. If we lock in 2,000 with an agreement that both people locking in 2,000, once they get to the track, if they want to up the pot, and you say
you lock in, go up.
They still got to pay the 2,000. You understand
what
I'm saying? If you don't want to go up, they still got to pay that 2,000. There's another way around it.
If we lock in 2,000 or 2,000.
Because I just saw a prime example of that with Tony Bynes.
He wanted to run for 15, and we locked in the 5,000.
Right.
That's all.
He wanted, and Donye didn't want to run for 15. He wanted to run for 25 or better.
That's right.
And they never could come to an agreement on that, so. That's why
well, Tony was trying to run
that
way, though.
And Donye didn't get locked in.
Well, actually,
yeah, Tony wasn't trying to run no way.
He wasn't trying to run no way.
Oh, no.
But see, what I'm saying about that lockup, the way you get away from letting people pay their little tent off and saying, man, I saved a bar, is if you lock in 2,000 to run for 2,000, and I get there, and Wick tell me, Larry's here, that we're running 5,000. Okay, with the whole 5,000 locked up in. So if you don't run, you don't owe two. You owe five.
Right now,
this
going to
stop paying.
I was just saying, everybody is trying to get paid a small amount, so they can save. For somebody to lock in a low amount and you done came way up there and then they changing it because they feel comfortable. But if they don't feel comfortable, they'll just pay that off. That's all I was saying.
I know you were wrong in what you were saying. The only thing I'm saying is get away from paying that tenth off. You know, give them like in that 200, that 300, that 400.
Well, I don't know nobody paying no temp or locking in no temp. The only way I see a motherfucker locking in
a
temp.
It's a temp whether they call it a temp or not. All you got to do is do the math. See,
no,
you can't
figure
the figures on that.
That's
major
in
math. When you do the math,
but I don't
it comes down to a temp.
No, it don't. Not if you lock it in.
They tell you lock in 200. Okay, figure it out.
I don't know nobody. You ain't listening to what I'm saying.
Slow down, King.
You're not letting me finish, though.
If I tell you to lock in, if I tell you to lock in, slow down, King.
Actually,
wants
a temp for anything. I know it, man.
I didn't say you didn't know math. I'm telling you this is what it boils down
to.
If they tell you lock in 200 on 2,000, that's a temp.
Ain't nobody locking in no fucking 200, man.
They doing it all day long on these shoes. They do it every day.
I'm just talking about the guys that we're talking about.
Check this out. Check this out. I listen to Dog Show Monday and Tuesday. I listen to BET Wednesday. I listen to DJ Grant and Buck Naked. No, I can't call it Buck. I listen to DJ Grant and Mark Show Tuesday night. I listen to Eyes Show. I listen to Big Sham Show. And when I don't forget it, I listen to Bread Man Show. It's a tip what they're locking in, whether they want to call it or not. Every day you hear
it
said, lock in 200 on 2,000. Lock in 300 on 3,000.
Hey, D, can I tell you why they're doing that? Can I tell you why I think they're doing that?
Okay.
Because them motherfuckers going to the track any damn way. But let me use my version without you interrupting me. I'm not putting in no motherfucking 200 because I don't want to go to the track no goddamn way. That's the difference, D. They going anywhere. They locking in, laughing and giggling and kissing each other. They bitches or something. I'm not that. I'm not going way down south and locked in no 200.
Hold up, I'm not going to call them there.
You
but
don't
want to
say shit. Let me say what I want to say, D.
I'm not
going to
let you call them on the show. You can't call them on the show.
Mute my mic.
I don't want to mute your mic. I want you to keep
it. Well, mute
it,
because I'm going to say what I want to say. I'm just telling you my opinion, man.
I want you to say it that way.
Hey,
I don't got to say it that way. I'm saying it that way because you won't let a motherfucker finish. You won't let
I don't want you to use that word. You can't use that word.
Okay. I won't. If you let me finish, man, I'm not never locking in no 200 to go to no Memphis, man. Not me. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. And any dumb person that do it, they just dumb then. Since you don't want me to call them nothing else.
No,
they
I wasn't
dumb,
done,
man, or they was going anyway. They was going anyway, so they don't care. That's why they locking in 200. Because I don't know too many people that's locking in no 200. But if they are, I'm not going to dispute what you're saying. They just doing something just to be doing it. And talking about it's their gas money or something. And I know they're paying more than any gas.
Now listen to this.
And guess what? I heard you say this out your mouth. Now you switch it up on your show. I heard you say on another show, and I don't know how many months it was, scared. Them guys probably can't afford to run for that. They can't afford to lock in. So if they can't afford it then.
No.
So
listen
why is
this here. Okay.
Now
I got to interrupt you. Listen to this here. What you heard me say 2 months ago, I said today, and I said I want to say it.
So if they can't afford it,
They probably can't afford to lock in 2,000, but they can afford to race for 2,000. If you can afford to race for 2,000, that's your lockup. Lock in what you're racing for. Lock in what you're racing for, and that's not all the BS. And
you
as far
right.
as them going to the track anyway, let me clarify your list here, too. As far as them saying they're going to the track anyway, yeah, you going to the track anyway. That sounds good. But lock in that pot.
AD,
that's how you
love
the BS.
I was just telling you that they're not going to do it, man. I don't know what part of that you don't understand or whoever else listening. I love it. That's what I like to do, man. I want to lock in 5,000 or 5,000. I'm just telling you that these boys not going to do it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I'm going to tell you for the 50th time.
Hey, man, I'm not going to do it. 5,000 on 5,000. Talk to me.
they was the reason why this came up was because of years ago when Chad came all the way to California to lock in with Tony Byer, and he came all that way and didn't get any money. So we came up with this idea of having $3,000 lockup. That way it would compensate him some gas money and his time coming all that way. So don't nobody want to travel from Chicago to Mississippi and then don't get
money. I love it. I love it. I'm just saying they ain't going to do it. That's all I'm saying. Good luck.
Well,
I want to see them do it.
Some of the ones that really want to drag race, I believe will do it. I believe they will. Danye is one of them. Witt is another one.
That's undisputed. He's the undisputed king of the fast cars. We already know he'll do it.
I'm sure we got some more out there that don't
mind. You got to name somebody else. Because I know he would do that. I know he'll do that. But I was just saying that it takes...
Would pay that $1,000 lockup.
All I'm saying is this. It takes two to tangle. Both of them got to be willing to do it. We could pick out one person out of each group that want to race each other that'll do it. But would both of them do it?
When they get to arguing, we'll see it right there in the mix. When they say bet, then we know it's on. They willing to do the 2,000.
Oh, yeah. And I like to hear it. All I'm saying is record it, because I want to hear it. If I'm not on the mic,
all
I want to hear it.
Record it.
Because I ain't too much never heard it. Every time I'm trying to lock in, they talking about skiing. Why so much? And this and that. And that and this. I had to lower my standards. Did you record that? I had to lower my goddamn standards. You already know they don't want to lock in, man. Come on, man. I'm happy to get the 500. Lock in 500.
Yeah, done.
I'm happy to get that. That's why I ain't going that far. I'm going right around the corner, 130th, Columbus or South Chicago, or if I'm going 41 in the Grove. Lock in 500. I'm gone. Because they always think somebody trying to outbet somebody. That's how I know they're going to go. But Danye, we know he going to go, man.
Hey, D, you got Randy going all the way to... What is that, South Georgia Motorsport Park to race Mississippi Joe? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I got there.
This is Shaking Bay. You got John Doe Randy supposed to be going all the way to South Georgia Motorsport Park to race Mississippi Joe. Mm-hmm. They got a lockup. I'm not sure exactly what it is. But if it's a $500 lockup and he drive all the way down there and get paid the $500, that's very little on gas, isn't it?
Yeah, that's bogus. I agree with you.
That's why I made this statement as let's call them a long distance lockup and boost it up a little more. If you want to make it a $2,000 lockup, then that covers him in gas.
Hold on, man. We got a couple more mics that I got to get on right quick, and then we go back into our dialogue here. Brother Mark, you there? Yes, sir. Come on in. Mark,
hey, what happened, y'all? I just followed, let y'all know I'm supporting the show. Just ran back listening.
Appreciate you.
All right. What up, Big Mark? Hey, what up, Skinner? Hey, man, y'all having a good discussion, man. I'm going to sit back on mute.
I appreciate you calling, bro. Appreciate you coming. You want to jump in? Your mic is open. Whenever you feel like it, just jump on back in. All right, Shake, you and Skin, we back open here. Cadillac, you there? If so, come on in, brother. I hate I left you out there so long like that. But, you know, me and Skin get to going there and we get going. And then, yeah, we're my clock brothers on there. Cadillac, you there? Come on in, bro. Come on in and holler at me one time. Okay, I'm going to leave your mic open. Your mic is open. You just had to come in. If you come back to the mic, you see you open, just come on in. Shake, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Dude.
All right, Skin, I still got you there. Larry, I still got you there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, man, I don't have a problem with the lockup, but a punk out, as they call it, just a name they gave it. I got a problem when
you see something you don't want to see, so you pay the little $200-$300 off. And like I was just telling my brother earlier,
I agree.
I frequent all the shows. I don't just call Clocks Off Show. You know, those are grudging shows. But I have grown over a year of talking with these guys, man, and I don't have a problem with talking to them or listening in. And I do this every day. I call a show every day. And if a day go by, and I don't hear someone trying to lock up 200 on 2,000 or 200 or 300 on 2,500. Now, I'm going to the track anyway, so that's my gas money. No. If I'm going to the track, let me lock in $2,000 on $2,000 because that's my money. Now, when you get me to the track and you tell me, well, I don't want roughly $2,000, I want $5,000, okay. If I'm going to run you for the $5,000, I'm going to say, okay, we're going to lock the $5,000 in. That's our lockup. If I'm not, I'm going to stay there $2,000 and we're going to run for that $2,000 because I got to run what I can pay off or what I can afford to win. Or I can afford to go on the grind and walk away. That's how that goes. That's all I'm saying. And as far as what it's not going to do, the ones that's not going to do it is the one that bring in 15,000 stipulations in the drag racing field. They try not to race anyway. The ones that don't do it is the one that keep the stiffs to a bare minimum that's trying to race. Like, for instance, I'll show you guys a perfect example. We did a special here Monday, special show. And I had Live Action, Twin from Live Action, I believe, and I had Donnie. Ye says he'll knock his back out. I told Twin that day, I talked to him while at work. I said, as soon as I get done here on the air, you're going to start undressing his car. He said he wasn't going to do that. He says, car won't be ready to Halloween, but he'll baptize Donnie. As soon as I got Donnie on the line, the first thing he did was told Donnie to get off the 315s. Donnie ain't never ran no 315s in the history of having that car. So why would he want to get on 315s? So Drag asked the question. My big brother on the farm, Drag asked the question. Drag said, well, Drag said, Skin, what do you make your best run on? He said, 315s. He said, well, Drag makes his best run on 10.533s. When you want to beat a man, you got to beat the man and beat him at his best. So Drag get at his best, you get at your best, y'all meet at neutral track and go to war. He told Drag, I got a 45. I want you to have his butcher knife.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want you on 315. That's somebody that's not trying to race. Now, perfect example. Wick made a statement. Wick said, I'm going to run on my drag radius. He's going to have some slicks with me. Which, yeah, when I make the best pass on, that's what I'm going to use. He not one time told that man he got to have some drag radius on or he got to have 315s on.
Right.
He said what he's going to do to his car.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's a man trying to race.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Those that's trying to race,
but you know what else, D? I'm like quick, D. My thing with it is, when they first try to lock a race in, it sound like it's uncertain to me in the first place. You know why? Because of the simple fact that I've always heard of lockup money. I've never heard of punk out money. So when they say punk out money, it's self-explanatory from the very start. It's giving them an option to say, according to what we see, we're going to do this here. According to what we see, we ain't going to do this here, there. That's what punk out money is. I'm not even used to punk out money because it sounds like it ain't about drag racing. I'm used to lockup money. You understand what I'm saying? Because it gives them an option to either bid in or either bid out. You know, that lockup, you ain't got but one way you can go. You got to get out.
Right. Well, I like that. I like that suggestion, and I hope it'll work. I like it. I just don't think these guys are going to agree to it, and I hope by me saying that they won't, that they would.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well,
They're so used to escaping. It's going to be hard. Like Skin said, it's going to be complicated. Ain't no doubt about it. You know.
Well, most of the local guys gonna probably run the 200 on 1500, but them long distance guys that's got to travel a mile, we would like to see a long distance lockup where it's they can't back out of it and let the other man get paid.
Yeah,
but Shake, you know, back during the time we always racing up here in the Midwest, Shake. The only thing we did was say, hey man, I'll run you for 1200, I'll run you for 1500, lock in. And that's what we would do.
We never had no punk out money. I didn't hear nothing about no punk out money until 2010.
You know what the first argument? You know what the first argument gonna be, D? And Larry, I'm gonna bet you that the first argument gonna be, cause you know everybody, most of these cars that's fast like Donyeans and all that, all these guys are shaking their cars down. First thing they gonna say, man, I'm not locking in no 3,000. What if I shake my car down and it breaks or it can't get down the track? I'm not gonna lose no 3,000 like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going like, I'm telling you, man, they're not going like that, man.
Those are the ones that don't want to race.
No, it ain't that they don't want to race. They don't want to lose like that, and they car not getting down the track. They rather lose the lockup money with the five.
Right, exactly.
Or 1,000.
Exactly.
They don't want to lose no fucking 3,000 what the whole pot is because the car can't get down the track.
You ever see it?
Yeah.
With that,
and like you said about that lot, who's to know whether they car can get down the track or not?
There you go. There you go.
Hey, Uncle Larry.
So you don't know.
Uh-huh.
That's why you lock in the whole pot.
That's right. You lock in the whole
when
pot.
You lock the whole
car
pot
get down the track, they still lose. He's saying that that's why they ain't going to want to go for it. You know what I'm saying?
Agree,
they don't
but
have
they
any
not
escape
gonna wanna
option
go
no more.
Because that reason.
Check this out. Yeah. Two things you need to do. You need to lock in the whole pot, and you need to take your time away. Like telling the man, be in the lane at 3 o'clock. Take that.
Mm-hmm.
The track,
yeah.
You know, when we used to lock up money to race on the street, we weren't going to track and street racing was plentiful. We would lock up that two cars race. We didn't give you no time. I might show up at 9 o'clock, Skin may show up at 6, or he may show up at 12. But once he showed up, we'd go to our mutual ground we had to race, and we try to show out with each other. They locking in now, hoping you don't get in the lane at a certain time. Take that out the equation. Put the whole pot in the equation. Now, if you're not getting down the track, you got until the track closed to get out.
But
when
you
the
know
track
what?
Closed,
I don't
if
like
you
that
not
race,
one of us going to lose his money.
Nah, but let me tell you why that you shouldn't like that, D. Because what if it's 10 people trying to race, and all 10 of them wait till the track is in the cold? All 10 of them can't get up there and run.
Okay, but let me show you. I got an answer for that. If 10 people trying to run, but I'm only trying to run senior. I ain't trying to run up a senior. So if I'm not getting my car down the track, I got all day to get down there. Them other 9 can't be in my way all day long.
Uh-huh.
And that separates men from the boys.
From the boys. That's all it is. Hey, man, look here. If there's a problem, there is a solution. It's just do we want to search out and find it.
Right.
And the solution to stopping this paying off a tent, this punk out mess that this South Tony Biles in the brought up here, the way you stop it is lock it a whole pot in, take that time schedule, be in the lane at 3 o'clock. Man, that was a mess. Be in the lane at 2 o'clock. Ain't never a mess. Get rid of that junk. Get your car down the track. If you don't get your car down the track at 9 o'clock when it's track closed, or 12 o'clock when the track first of all, if I got $2,000 locked in, I got $3,000 locked in to race, I said it's 12 o'clock. I make a pretty good buck driving the truck. I don't make $3,000 in 6-7 hours. I'm in the track doing what I want to do anyway. That's play with race cars and talk smack. I'm doing what I do. And I got a possibility of making $3,000 for free. Man, come on. Lock the whole pot in. I guarantee you're going to separate the men from the boys. Guarantee you.
Well, you'll
die by it.
Hey, you know who came up with the being the stage lane by 3 o'clock, don't you?
Who did that?
Dee Dee.
I knew you were going to say that. Uh-huh. I wouldn't say it. I knew you were going to say that.
So quit talking about your buddy, D.
Well, I'm going to say this here. You no good, did it, dog. I'm going to say this here, Tia. Check it out. I'm a truthful first of all, man. I must speak nothing but the truth to my best ability. Now, one reason D.D. would do that is because D.D. was freaking 41 quite regular. And when he tell you to be there in the stage lane at 1 o'clock, he done spent the night up there. So when the track opened up, he was already there. You know, that's hey, man, it's like this here. If I can trick a hoe, I can pimp a hoe. So if I can trick you, I can beat you. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's just what it is.
So it's trying to say that Didi had a lady up there or something. He was spending the night.
Yeah. Hey, D.
Yeah, come on.
D.
Come on.
I got a question I want to ask you. Do you think that it would be more sensibly if the run, if you lock up 3,000 on 3,000 and the run don't take place, then because the run didn't take place, the one that won gets half of the money instead of all the money because the race didn't take place? Or would you much prefer to just stick to the guns of that they just paid a whole 3,000 instead of 1,500 to the person because of the simple fact that they didn't race?
See, there's a few scenarios to play in there. One, why they didn't race? Did his car break? Was it really broke? Did he try to race, or did he just show up to the line? I've seen guys, even on the street, with street racing, I've seen guys, I'll tell you a quick story real quick. I've seen Crip run a board across the fender wheel instead of cover on top of it. Pulling the car around like he had a race car, red flash, and went no more in it. So what am I saying? Was he really trying to engage or not? The best way to stop all that and not have to try to figure out whether this man is being truthful with me about his car being broke, was he being truthful about he just can't get down the track, he is lock that part up as a whole, pay it off as a whole. You end that.
Okay.
Because if I lock up 2,000 and you give me a chance to pay you 1,000, well, I could say I just saved $1,000. Instead of saying I lost 1,000, I'm going to say I saved 1,000.
Because we ain't no way.
Right, because I couldn't win no way. I mean, let me tell you something, man. Let me tell y'all something. This is how the business world works. I told marketers years ago, the Bulls won the first championship. They won it 4-1. Lakers won the first game. Marcus had the lunch table. He told me, he said, the Bulls couldn't beat them 4 in a row because they had already said they were going to lose $20 million. And I said, no, that's what they said, but that's not really how it go. What they said was they would lose $20 million off their projection. So what am I saying? Here I'm getting at. If you give me an opportunity to save some money, I can't call what I lost as a loss. If I sit out and say we're going to make $50 million this year because we made $40 million last year, I'm looking for a $10 million increase. Well, that $40 we made last year became $43 this year. I said, as a businessman, I said we lost $7 million. But actually, I made $3 million, right?
$3 million more than you made the year before.
Before that. But I'm going to tell the public that I lost $7 million because my projection said I was going to make an extra $10 million off of the increases that I carried across the board. So that's what they would do if I allow you to pay half of it. They wouldn't look at the half as a loss. They look at the half they kept as a gain.
Yeah.
So pay that pot off. Lock that pot in, pay that pot off. Win or lose. If you win, get paid. If you lose, pay it. If you try to stiff your way out of it, you won't do it next time because now you're going to pay that pot off.
Just drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot. That's how you're going to stop these. You're going to stop these being stiffing, man. That's what you're going to do. And the real race is going to race. A real down drag race is going
to
race.
You need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
Now, why they cussing? Why you letting them cuss, D? See what I'm saying?
No. I'm not letting them curse. I can't say anything about that because that's a sound bite.
Man, I'm a sound bite.
You don't got nothing.
Fuck
yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to call a motherfucker bitch and you going, I'm a sound bite. Call me a sound bite.
You
may call me a sound bite.
Yeah, but we can't turn you down, though.
I can't do that. I can't allow that. We're not going to start it. See, I'm a firm believer if I don't start something, we ain't got to finish it. I don't like jumping off horse in the middle of the field and changing horses. So on this show, we just not going to start it. But if you just lock in that pot, like I said, the racers, they're going to race. They're going to race. And when they're going to pay their pot off.
I want to lock in.
You got to think about a particular you want to lock in.
I thought you was getting Corey on the mic. I want to lock his ass.
I got my man trying to get him on right now. My man is trying to get him on the mic right
now. I want
to
lock his ass in for the whole pot, goddammit. I'm going to see if he going to do it. See if he kick it off. See if he going to lock in a G on a G or 15 on 15. I'm going to see. Now. Or 5 on 5. Now. Write it down, D. You like that, D? Hello?
You still on, Skill?
Yeah. Yeah. How you boys like that? Yeah, 5 on 5. G on the G. 15 on 15. Let's do it. Yeah, I'm ready right now. Get him on now. Yeah, Big Mog, I'm waiting on him.
I got my man trying to find Corey right now. Skin, we put out an APB for him. We got an SOS APB out for him right now, trying to get him on the horn.
Yeah, he couldn't be that hard to find.
Well, we don't have a number on him. We call him people.
Hey. I got a number on him, goddammit. I got a number on him. You want it?
You got a number on him? I'm gonna have a man to put you in the private room right now, and you give him the number, and we're going to call it for you. Put Skin in the private room.
Hey, D. Hey, D. Hey, D. Laugh.
Yeah.
Hey, tell D to call me after the show. I got to step out for a minute.
Okay, I got you.
All right.
All right.
Hey, Larry, what's the next event you planning on attending besides Sham? Anything going on tomorrow?
Hello?
Yeah, Larry.
Oh? Yeah.
Hey, anything going on tomorrow anywhere? I hadn't heard nothing. I haven't heard
nothing about tomorrow. I was thinking of something going on tonight somewhere. That's what I was thinking, you know. And since LaTony them showed in Jump Off, we were going to try to do a round by round, let people know what was going on, but you know, due to the weather and stuff, you know, it kind of throw the brick into things.
I got a text saying it's going to be a little something going on the street in a little while. It ain't been, you know, they ain't gave me 100 confirmation, but they say they trying to get locked in right now to get something going.
Yeah, where at?
Probably going to be, you know, on 130 something like
that. Okay.
Yeah,
I'd like to hear about that myself. Maybe I'll take me a ride and get away from the house for a while. I've been around here for the last few days, man. Putting up a brand new sun porch on the house, and
yeah,
I ain't been able to get away.
Yeah, Larry.
Yeah.
APB out on Corey Lee Jr.
Who?
Corey Lee Jr.
APB.
We got an APB out on him, man. I want a whole 2 conference with that boy. Yeah, I gave him long enough to make his car fast or whatever the fuck he wanted to do to it. Come on.
Hey, you mean you got ETL on him? Ass to the line.
That's you. That's you. If that's good, that's me. That's it.
A-B.
Hey,
I'm
alive.
down for me. I'm on. I got now. He made mention of some numbers. I got a number. I'm gonna try to find my phone. And if I can, if he gets scared, he can get a call on the phone for me. They talk every day. So hold it down for that right back.
Yeah. Okay. Jump out that goddamn truck. The tractor.
That's something like a wanted poster, ain't it?
Yeah.
APB.
Yeah. Yes,
it's hard to escape that shit, man. When they put that ATV out, it's hard to escape that.
Man, I'm trying to tell him. I'm looking for him. I got the walkie-talkies on his ass and everything. Motorola, every goddamn thing.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he out here sneaking and running and shit. What about me? Don't leave me out, Larry.
You like drag racing too, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to run him with anyone he want to run. I got the truck and the brand new car. Whichever one he likes.
New car.
He want the 98 or he want the 14. He can have it his way. It's like Burger King. He can have it his
goddamn
way.
That's something like the best
way
of both worlds, man.
Yeah. Both of them got air conditioning on it. I don't care if he got air. He can be hot all he want. I'm whooping his ass. He's going to whoop mine.
Well, yeah, what's the show for? The show is for the people. If you want to lock them in, baby, we'll stand by and let you lock them up.
Man, I sure want to lock them in. I want to try that new rule y'all just said.
Yeah.
1,000 on 1,000, 15 on 15, all that
well,
shit.
You
I like
know
that.
That's all we ever done, Skin. Skin, you know that's all we ever done. We didn't have no punk out money, Skin.
Oh, yeah.
You
know,
lock in.
You know, I know, but you know.
Lock in.
But, you know, sometimes you just got to maneuver with the time. You know, I just maneuver with everybody else is doing. Fuck it.
Yeah, yeah. But if we had made our own rules and regulations to that, then that would have been a different story. You know, those rules and regulations was already made for what we were getting involved in. You know, we should have a say-so and an opinion also. You know, and if not, then I know I make my own rules and regulations. You know.
Oh, yeah. I ain't going to lie to
you. You know how
I was just looking for the money. I was looking for the money. I was going with the flow shit.
Yeah.
I needed the money, Larry. I tell you no lie. I needed the money, so shit, I went with the flow. I'm going to try to give me somebody some tongues tonight. I'm going to see if they got acid reflux or something.
Yeah, man. Like I say, there's supposed to be a little action on the street tonight.
Oh, yeah? Where?
Yeah, what in particular?
Out there by the garden.
Oh. The Grand Knox.
Anyone in particular out there for the reason?
Big Mom, the Grand Knox, you know how?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, that's a download. That's a download race, D. You can't tell the world about it.
Right.
They're on the download. What's that thing for still, man?
That tractor ain't going to make it out there.
hey, believe it or not, I got to go to 159th before 12 anyway and put a box out. So I might well go out there and
guess what?
Box.
You better keep it on the down low.
Oh, man. I'm trying to find Corey. I got another number on Corey.
Man,
I
you can't find
Corey,
man. Shit, who you going
to
call? Ghostbusters?
I'm waiting on to put me back in the prior room, yeah, so I can try to throw the number on Corey.
Put him in the prior room, and guess what? He's going to be private. He's going to be filling on his private parts. And I'll blow Corey back out. He's going to blow mine back. I'm going to get right back on the show and say, he whooped me. He whooped me, y'all. I talked to all that smack, and he whooped me.
Can anybody call him?
They better not. Yeah. Hold on a minute. Hold on one second.
Hey, Larry.
Did y'all find Corey yet? Ain't nobody find Corey yet?
Hold on. Hey, 1-800.
Yay.
Hey, man, when last time you heard from JW, man? I ain't heard from my brother in a minute, man.
Man, I ain't heard from him in a while. But he got to be all right. Brad would have told me if something was wrong with you, boy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, JW, baby.
Hey, da.
Yeah, what happened to the show, Big Mark?
I guess everybody's trying to wait to see if they're going to get Corey Lee.
Man, they ain't going to get no damn Corey Lee. We might as well talk amongst each other. Shit.
Oh, man.
No goddamn Corey Lee.
Oh,
how's
man.
How's the Memphis life treating you, Larry? Damn, Corey don't want no motherfucking trouble, man. Knock his ass out.
I just put a call out. I just put another call out for him. Trying to get Ray on the phone. Whenever I get Ray to call, see if we find for Corey for you.
Man, Ray can't get him. You can't get him. Shit. Man, goddamn it. President Obama couldn't get him if he wanted to get him.
What you saying, Corey ducking you?
Man, you know he ducking me. You know he ducking me. You ain't got to ask that question. You already know he ducking me. The man been saying he going to whoop my ass. They got it all on YouTube. The man told me, I'm just trying to run it with my truck for the longest, goddammit. The man told me he need to break. I said, I ain't giving you nothing. So then the man turned around and said, I got to break with my Mustang because he knew it was brand new. I said, come on.
You gonna take that.
Then he would never go. Now I'm gonna run his ass head up, man. He ain't nothing no motherfucking way. He told me he wasn't running on the street. I told him, give me the break. You gonna go to the track? Chaz down on the street, I'm running head up. I'm gonna treat him like a prostitute.
Damn. That's bad business, kid. Treat him like a prostitute, man.
Beat his ass. Now I came on Columbus, Ogden, and Carl. Now I wouldn't give a fuck where he wanna go. In the backyard, Clark Street. Man, we can go between the motherfucking rails. I'm going to try his ass. I got all state insurance, goddammit. Come on.
He made that one run but 100 feet.
You said what?
He made that one run but 100 feet. You going to drive there?
Yeah, I'm going to drive with that, man. Where are we going? 100 feet. Man, I got the brake, man, so that's automatic. The man, sweetest mother love. I got the brake, so shit. Man, she giving up, goddammit. Mother love giving up all type of shit. Sweet potato pies and cupcakes and shit, man. Please, mother love, a sweet motherfucker, man. She giving up coffee, donuts, all type.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
You want some anywhere? Anyhow, any day. Is that what you said?
Yes, man.
Well, I'm trying to find a man for you. I'm trying my best.
Either car you want to run, man, the pickup truck or the Mustang with that old silver Camaro you got. Whosever it is, I don't give a fuck whose it is. As long as he get his narrow ass in there, come on. I don't care who car it is. You ain't going to be hearing no stipulations and all the shit y'all was saying earlier. You ain't gonna be hearing me talking about Poppy's hood and let me see it. I don't give a fuck what he got, man. Just come on.
So you saying you not gonna look under man's hood?
He don't know. I ain't never looked under his hood. They looked under mine. I ain't never looked under their hood. Now he tell you a goddamn lie if he tell you he ain't never looked under the hood of my truck. But guess what? He 100% right. I don't have to have the same thing that he saw. But he at least he did have the opportunity to look under my hood. I ain't never looked under his hood in my life.
But if he get on his horn tonight, you're going to try it.
Man, yeah.
See, that's what I was saying earlier.
Hang on, man.
Because y'all be quiet for a minute. I got somebody calling the mic. They calling my 1-800-KEEP-IT-REAL. Hold on, y'all.
You ready for next week?
I'm ready.
Hey, I'm having a lot of money on you, man.
Well, you getting ready to be a rich nigga, you see, because, Cause come next week, I'm knocking somebody the fuck out. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand now. It took a while, but I got it.
Well, you people enjoy your meals. Come on, baby.
What about Les, man? I know you back in the day, you guys used to try something like that.
Man, Les don't want no motherfucking trouble, man. Yeah, he called. He don't talk about racism.
He ain't trying to do that.
Hell, he ain't got nothing to do nothing with. Shit,
I don't hear from the faggot. I ain't hear from a while now.
Man, he ain't got nothing but some business, man. I beat his ass. He don't want no trouble. He told me he had a charge he's going to whoop me with. I ain't seen the charge yet. Then he told me he traded in.
Okay.
He asked me, would I run in a mile with the truck? I said, yes, sir. And he never came around. He said, give him a pole in a mile. I said, you got it, man. I don't give a fuck if you got the goddamn charge in the Leroy head. I'll beat your motherfucking ass, boy. Just like I beat Leroy ass. I don't play that shit.
Yeah, I don't think Leroy ran that car since you beat him, man.
Hell no, I retired people, man. I'm a gangster.
Yeah, he beat Bookie. That was Bookie ran that left.
Yeah, he fucked up. Hey, Bookie, we was been with Bookie. He blowed our ass out, man. That man blowed our ass out. He whooped our ass about 4 or 5 times that night. Man, yeah, I went and bought said, you know what? I'm tired of this shit. Hey, D, I said, I'm tired of this shit. Man, I went to the car lot, bought that Trailblazer, man. Put that goddamn skunk piss on there and said, where Leroy at? He came up there and knocked his ass out for $7,000. That goddamn
yeah.
Les didn't speak to me for a whole year.
Now, for you all don't remember, for you guys on the air, man, don't remember, that race taking place on 130. When that fool won that race, he took the pot and spread it out across the ground.
Yes, I did.
And had 2 or 3 women with him, put them in the van, and told him, it's right, we're going to go spend Leroy money.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Guess what? You ain't coming to in-between shit. They said, get up there in the mile. I said, get up there, motherfucker, for the 14. Then they said,
yeah,
no.
I missed that.
They tried to run back in the mile. I said, get your ass down, motherfucker. And then I said, we at least going to run for 7,000. They said, no, let's do it for 2,000. I said, I got to be a damn fool to go run in the mile for 2,000. We just ran for 7,000. Man, go get you some money, poor-ass nigga, like you tell me. You tell everybody they poor. Go get you some money, Les. And I swear to God, the man that speak to me for a year, and he told everybody, man, skin, talking about I ain't got no money.
Oh, Trevor.
Don't say nothing.
You talking to me?
Yeah, I think you're talking to you.
No, not at all. I want you to have it. Willie, you mind passing this down to...
Hey, no, hi, man. Don't pass your cornbread to him. That's your cornbread.
Ray, I'm a grown man, okay? I'm not going to eat this cornbread. If he wants the cornbread, damn it. Have the cornbread.
If he wants some cornbread, let him go up to the front and get his own portion of cornbread. That's your cornbread. Fuck him. Hey, man, he going to eat his cornbread, all right? Fuck you.
Ray, look, I don't need you to take up for me. I'm all right. I'm a grown man. I can handle it.
If you let him have your cornbread, you're going to be ironing his drawers and cutting his toenails.
Maybe I ought to eat your cornbread.
Oh, motherfucker, you can't have my cornbread. That's for damn sure. Because if you try to take my cornbread, part two of my killing spree going to begin up in here on your ass right now. If you think about my cornbread, they get the taste out your mouth. That's for damn sure. Now, fuck him. Fuck that. Because I'm from New York City, goddammit. Nobody take no cornbread from me. And that go for you and any other you motherfucking farmers want to try some shit. You fuck around with me, it's going to be consequences and repercussions.
Get up!
Yeah. That nigga ain't going to eat my cornbread. Yeah, I told you. I said less. You can't have my cornbread because you eat shit all off and shit. You can't have my cornbread, Les. You my side, baby.
They said just to pass it down. You want to pass it down again?
Man, I ain't going to give him shit.
You said that man that talked to him for a year.
Nah, I swear to God, he ain't talked to me for a year. And then I said, hey, Les, why you ain't talking? I called him at Byron. Asked him why he ain't talking to me. The man said, because I told motherfuckers he was broke. I said, come on. I know you ain't emotional, baby. Many motherfuckers, you said, man, how many times you, I, now I know you've been around a long time. How many times you heard Les say, oh, poor ass motherfucker? He always called him like poor.
A million and one time.
So who the fuck is he? You must, the truth must hurt. That's why you ain't speak to me for a year. You must have been broke for real. I ain't know it.
Well,
shit.
You know what they say.
They say if you throw a rock in a pile of dogs, all of them going to scatter, but only one that you hit going to holler.
Yeah.
So you man, must have been
I never once said the man was poor. I said, man, go get you some more money, man. We just raced for $7,000. The fuck I look like getting back up there going in the mile. You want me to run out of nitrous, I guess. But I'm still going to try you for $7,000. Get your ass down.
He want to do it for $2,000.
Yeah, talking about $2,000. I'm not going to bust my shit for no $2,000. And I just ran in the quarter for $7,000. The fuck I look like going in the mile for $2,000. Just goof your ass out of here. That's what I told him. I kept it 100. That's what the fuck I told.
That was kind of backwards, though, to go from 7 to 2. That just don't fly.
Yeah, I wasn't doing that backwards-ass shit. I ain't want to do that. Now, guess what I told him? I said, now, I'm going to give you an option. I'll run you for that $2,000 right here in the quarter. Get your ass back up there. But evidently, I guess Leroy Nitro wasn't working or something, or whatever the fuck he had on it. The shit had stopped working or something because they couldn't believe it when I blew his ass out.
I'm going to tell you another fucked up race.
Come on with it.
I'm going to tell you another fucked up race, though. Was when Dee Dee ran Lil Tony out there. And Lil Tony flipped his car.
Yeah.
That was the fucked up race there. Man crossed the fence and Fred slipped his car and then don't get paid.
But you know what, though?
That's
still a catch 22, though. Because Lil Tony went in their lane, man.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He went in their lane before the finish line. I was on the finish line. I ain't going to lie for him. That's my man. I ain't going to lie for him.
Right.
So they shouldn't have paid.
See, I went in. When I got there, Lil Tony car was up right there.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm telling you, I was on the finish line. Lil Tony was in the right lane. Junior was in the left lane. Lil Tony came in the left lane and hit the medium and swung that bitch back to the right and went dead through the goddamn grass and the tree, hit the motherfucking tree and uprooted that motherfucker. I thought he ran to one of the houses, man. And I give God, I ain't bullshit. I'm scared to death. I seen it with my own eyes, man. Looked like it's goddamn it. I thought he was making a movie. I said, look at this goddamn movie.
But look here, imagine if you was there. Did Junior break? Did Junior have to get up?
No, he did not.
So look, tell
but
that's
still,
fine.
But still, did
no, no, I hear what you saying. I hear what you saying.
Right.
He crossed his lane.
Junior wasn't broke. Junior was crawling. I don't know what the fuck he did. Broke a spark plug or something. That shit was crawling like a motherfucker. Oh. Man, look, Tony, about 50 cars in front of that man.
So all he had to do was stay in his lane.
So trust me, Junior couldn't win no way, but he still came in the man lane. So the man got option to say he got off the gas. He can say what he want to say. I don't believe it, but he can say, he saved the bar.
He saved the bar. He come in the lane, he saved the bar.
Because Lil Tony was way in front of him. Man, if Junior would have been near him, Lil Tony would have hit his ass. He would have hit Tony or something. Man, he wasn't nowhere near his ass. I'm at the finish line. I thought it was a solo blast. I said, what the fuck happened to Junior? Man, look, Tony started coming towards us, man. We were scared to death. I'm hiding behind the car, knowing Tony going to hit the car and tear my ass up.
See, when I got out there, like I said, when I got out there, Lil Tony was already upside down.
Yeah. I seen him go upside down. Hey, man, I'm quite sure everybody on this mic saw September 11th, that 9/11 shit, when that motherfucking plane went into the building. That's how Tony did. He disappeared. That motherfucker disappeared in smoke and came back alive. I said, golly. Now, I'm telling you what I saw.
Did he lift that song from his side? Did he lift that song from the sideline? Or he just fired that shit to it and it came to life?
No, he didn't lift fire shit to it. He had twin turbo. He didn't fire shit to it. I'm gonna tell you about the 900-foot mark. Something broke on that motherfucker, like a radiator hose or something. You can see the goddamn antifreeze or mist. Goddamn it, in the air, he went to swerving with that motherfucker.
But they knew he. So these of them knew he had twin turbo on it.
Yeah, they knew he had twin turbo on that damn thing. I ain't give a fuck about that truck, just like I ain't give a fuck. He whooped my ass, too.
So I'm going to say this here. I'm going to tell you this. See, that's what I mean when I say I don't click with it, but Clark will race. How many people do you know?
See, you can't
Not counting a fool like you. How many people can you really say don't run a man and know he got twin turbos?
I mean,
in this grudge racing world, go actually get out of here.
Let me say this though. I apologize. Now hold on 1 second. I apologize for making that statement because I don't know what the fuck DD knew. I assume he knew.
Right. Okay.
So I don't believe DD might have didn't know shit. He just knows a fucking chain key. I knew the man had twin turbo, and I ran him with the little photo Nova, and we ain't got nothing but some Nike. With a flat hood on the photo
note.
He blew my back out.
But that's really that I said. Take your crazy out the equation. We're not talking about you. How many people you know gonna jump down on a twin turbo car with a carburetor?
It depends on what the twin turbos was on.
There you go. And but, I believe we know it's a lot of variation in there,
but just as a whole, how many you know in grudge race, he's going to jump down on a twin turbo car and not have turbos in
there. It depends on what the twin turbos was on.
And this man drove his truck on the highway with navigation and air conditioning.
AD, he probably knew that it was a turbo. He probably didn't know it was twin turbo.
See, that's what I'm thinking.
That's all I was getting at right there. I shouldn't have said that statement because I never had a conversation with Dee. So I don't know what the fuck DD knew.
Right, but we're going past you. I understand what you're saying. We're going past you. I'm just saying in general, if a joke out there with twin turbos, 90% of the time, he going to get action only from other turbo cars.
Because the average one with a twin turbo is a car. Not a person with a truck driving it on the expressway with air conditioning, navigation, and all type of stuff like that. Not gutted out all the seats. So, yes,
but
the average person would jump on him or any person.
I go as far as saying 70% of the time, if he drives that joke up and down the street with all the seats in it, if he got twin turbos on it, he ain't going to get too much out from a carburetor. Then I'm going to jump on it. Unless they put real all-out race cars on it. You can count the tires on one hand. I guarantee you got a three-finger left every time you do it. That a twin turbo that drove him to Detroit. Get action
now, you know who
will
go? Now, you know who will go like that? That
who?
Goddamn pimp. Pimp the one probably made him go.
Well,
and,
I'm going to say this.
Tell you why I said that?
I guarantee
you
can attest to that.
Pimp
would try more racing if it wasn't for DD.
Hey. Can I tell you why I say that, D? Pimp trying to go right now with the Grey Regal with Lil Tony GTR. And Clark said, hell no, them cars too fast. Look at them on the internet and this and that. D.D.'s scared to death. He saw them Cherokees on the internet. He didn't see them going that fast. That's why he probably tried it. If he knew it had a twin turbo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
well,
not going to sugarcoat that, man.
I'm gonna say two things. One, I firmly believe that Pimp would try more racing if it wasn't for DD. And in the same breath, I'm gonna say this: DD will race, and he will race for 50 and up. When you hear DD say he'll run for 50 and up, he's not just talking.
Oh, no, I believe
it.
But you know what? That's a cliche, though. That's a cliche. Everybody got their opinion. Because my opinion is this. Dee, back in the day, Dee was racing because he was robbing. Now he can't rob. He got an excuse for that. Man, he got these 800-inch motors and all that. Nobody want to hear that shit, man.
How is he robbing? He had a Buick running.
No. I'm not saying that he was robbing. He thought he was robbing. I'm going to say that.
Okay.
He thought he was robbing. And I'm going to say this. he told a lot of motherfuckers to get on the motor, and he was toughening them on the motor because they have a, was having nitrous cars. That's how he was riding. They didn't even understand that back then. They just thought a Chevrolet supposed to be the Buick. But Dee Dee maxed the fuck out. Dee Dee maxed the fuck out on balls, and they goddamn it said they caught the shoot, and they running on balls, thinking they gangsters. So Dee Dee was robbing them. That's why Dee Dee always tell the motherfucker get on motor. And they thinking he's sneaking and spraying. Why he couldn't just run good? He just ran good on motor.
I'm going to say this. The only reason he couldn't just run good because it's a Buick. And I have never, in all my days of driving, I've been driving over 40 years, and I ain't never seen a car yet say, I can't make X amount of power because of my name. I've never seen an engine do that.
Yep.
And that's what caused a lot of people to get whooped by DD.
Well, I'm going to keep it real with you. I saw a motherfucker with an Oldsmobile way back then. Running
960
with a heavy ass cop.
Drag had one.
But guess hear me out though. Fuck, we ain't talking about drag right now. I said somebody. I ain't say no name.
Well, I call his name
with
because he's not a kind of
man. With a Oldsmobile.
I can call his name.
So high in the fuck a Buick can't do it.
I'm gonna say this either. I can go further than that. Drag had one that could run even faster than that.
So guess what? Had he would have had that and been whooping these people ass with these Chevrolets, oh, he's sneaking and spraying. Man, get
that's
the fuck out of here, man. That's the
I mean,
same. Hey,
right.
Look, I'm gonna say the same thing with this. When Drag got his ass whooped, thought he was robbing, when he ran twine them with their small block, he thought they were sneaking and spraying.
What are you running
there
with?
He didn't think some guy he had a big block or something. Some cops ran on and they was robbing. They bet 10,000 thought they was robbing. Goddamn it, Twan them can run 960 on the motor with a little block. They had a big iron and gave them three to hit or some dumb ass shit. Or a car to hit or some shit. Twan them beat the fuck out of them on New Dover. This was a long time ago. And Dre said, let me search the car again because he can't believe no small block whooping. Well, I ain't studying all that old dumb ass shit about this sneaking and spraying. Why don't you just run a motherfucker on spray then? Just leave you some spray on, man, spray for the rest of your life. Stop trying to get on the motor and then you want to cry later. What you getting on the motor for then?
You right.
You can't win. Stop getting on the motor and then hollering at a motherfucker sneaking and spraying.
Yeah, you right.
That's all I'm saying.
You're right. I'm a firm believer. I don't like nuts. I'll be the first one to say that. Anybody know me, no,
right.
I never
so
use
it. So guess what? If you
but
don't like
if
it,
you spray,
assume a motherfucker got it.
That's it. And today,
out,
look here. In the drag racing world today, you got two things you're going to do. You're going to either run without it or get sprayed on without it. You either run with it or get sprayed on without it.
Yeah,
what
so guess
do?
What? Your job is to think you can beat them with them spraying and you on the motor.
That's
your job.
Right.
That's your next motherfucking job.
That's your next job. That is your next job. If you can't put them numbers together and figure you can't beat him if he's spraying, you need to leave him alone. Because you either finna get sprayed on or you going to spray with him.
Oh, this sneaking and spraying shit, man. I don't need that late-ass shit.
Get away from that.
That's like Pimp.
He sprayed on me.
Hey, we've been waiting on Pimp for over a year. Mm. He said he's going to run on motor and let us blow that little nowhere to me. I tried to call him the same day. He said he was broke. I got motherfuckers whispering in my ear talking about he ain't broke. His bottle ran out. He's sneaking and bumping. Man, get the fuck out of here, man. I don't want to hear that late ass shit. Tell him to put three brand new ones in there and get his ass back up there. And let me look again. And if I don't see it, get his ass down.
Wait a minute. Tell me how many is he three new ones, huh?
Put three brand new ones in that motherfucker and come home.
All three of them shouldn't run out. Shouldn't they? Shouldn't they?
Yeah, he shouldn't run out then. He can run three times. Come on. Put three of them in the motherfucker. I ain't going to look hot. I just want to look on the yeah. Come on.
Well, you a fool, boy. But, what you just said is also true. I have to agree with you. In them days, man, back in the days, as soon as a generic motor beat a Chevy, first thing they said, he sprayed on
it. It was just unreal.
It was just
unreal,
right?
Man.
Yeah, it was.
It was unheard of. I'm gonna give him props for that. I'm not gonna give him props talking about he will race. He done been all over the fucking world. He steady. Look, man, back then, small blocks was barely getting in the 10 back then, way back then.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You see what I'm saying? So he can get in the 10, he robbing. Then he steady thought he got 400 inches. Nobody give a fuck, man. You probably got 690 inches. Nobody want to hear no ass shit like that. He got more cubic inches.
Look, man.
You said okay. It don't matter. I just made a.
I don't care how many inches it was, man.
Stop talking about this 400 inches, man. Don't nobody care. You know you got them out there done. Probably got more compression than them. I don't know. Don't even care. I don't know how a Buick works, but I'm just saying that Buick had more torque and probably more power than them. They had some shit they wanted to spray that barely can run in the 10. They spraying and running in the 10. He tell them, get on motor, I'm going to let you up. And all that, he was robbing, man. But that's his business. I would have bet it with him. If I knowed anything, I ain't know nothing. Ain't no way in the world he supposed to have been whooping 2-2 them. Ain't no way in the world did he supposed to have been whooping them.
He beat two to
man, he was beating the fuck out there, man. He just beat the fuck out there, man. And guess what? That was one of the reasons. If Didi did call that race with the goddamn with the gray car and little Tony, that's because Junior the one called him out and tried to run him. He just don't think nothing of Junior. I mean, yeah, Junior, Puerto Rican Junior. He don't think nothing of Junior. He don't think nothing of Junior.
He whooped Puerto Rican Junior senseless.
Junior would have the fastest car. But listen, at the time,
I was on the inside looking out. I wasn't on the outside looking in.
But just look at this scenario. But just look at this scenario. Just like you just heard me say, I don't give a fuck what Corey got. Get his ass up there.
Yeah.
Now, he might have a fastest car. I say it's okay.
I think Booker the one got the car down, I believe. His name is Booker. They got the car now. That big body that Junior Tutu used to have. It was a burger, that big body.
Yeah, because Steve bought it. Yeah.
We ran that man out in the heights. Junior had to be a second faster than DD, man. And still beat him.
Hey, you think I don't know it? The car can run 920 on the motor.
Man, everywhere we turn, we whoop that man.
I know he was faster than we were. Yeah.
The man beat Junior so much until I started betting on the strength that if we do lose, he only wins some of his money back.
Yeah.
That's really how I started betting on the strength that he only wins some of his money back. The man beat Junior in 2 to every turn. He did Big June the same way. The man beat Big June so much that June come in the backyard and he said, you got 6 beauties back here. I know you ain't got one good motor. I just got to pick the car that don't have a motor in it. He picked Eric's car. We took Eric's car there and whooped the shit out of him. Seriously, man. June would just go in a minute, mighty mode. You know?
Mm. Yeah.
He beat the brakes off them beers, man. And he swear he'd have one good motor. If which one is in today?
Hey, man, all I got to say is this. Made me a firm believer, man. You can go get that junkyard ass motor, man, or whatever the fuck you going to get. He put them heads, whatever cam he putting in them, them motherfuckers working. They some dumb motherfuckers.
Yeah.
All
that same
shit.
That's what I said. The man a race, man. I can't take it from him.
The man can have 6 of the same cams, man. Have 6 sets of the same weak-ass Buick heads. They work.
Look, he took the old plastic car that Dunyay bought. I'm the one made the deal for Dunyay to buy the car for Vernon. They took that plastic car that Charles had and put one of the biggest motors he had in it and raped Chicago with it. He raped
Junior
with it.
They raped me. They want me.
He raped him with that car. I mean,
man,
it was a stick up in progress.
They gave me 5 in the head with my colors, man, and blew my back out.
With the old plastic car?
Yeah, Vernon did. Gave me 5 in the head, goddamn it. And they goddamn it, they blowed up going around my ass, smoking like a motherfucker. Yeah, when I first bought my little two-door colors, that little black, I had a little bullshit-ass motor in there, man. I probably run into 12. Man, he knocked my ass out. I gave me five and he hit the blue around my ass.
But that's the reason I said a man a race, you know. He don't race as much. That boy doesn't used to. Well, he a race. I mean, Clark a race, man. And he ain't worth trying to bet. So he talk that jump. He normally Clark try to bet whatever the party is, you know. Yeah, he'll get out. Now, Pimper run faster. If you can get Clark out of town, you'll get some racing from him. Because he'll run a lot faster. Him and Junior go. Now, like BZ out of my train to go, Pimper and Junior's train to go.
Man, I don't believe it. Well, hey, there we go again. We got a misconception. Me and you got a disagreement. I agree with the dancer. Man, Junior ain't going to do shit.
Junior can't go run because his dad hit a hole. If Didi
okay,
was out of town, I said if you get Didi out the way, Pimper and Junior train to go. You got to get Didi out the way. I said that. If you get Didi out of town for a week, you're going to get five ways out of Pimper Junior.
Okay, well, I agree with the dad's part. I don't agree with the Junior part. I have to see it. I would have to see it because I don't believe it.
Get his dad out the way. And Miller's going to go whatever they say.
Whatever you think I know that. Mello
going to
go.
Whatever he's
going. Yeah, I know
all
that.
All you got to do is remove Clark. I promise you, man, if you remove Clark out of town for a week, 7 days to Bahamas on vacation, Junior and Pitt will run every motherfucker in this city that they can get away with.
You're going to have to take his phone away from him because he's sure going to call him. You got to take his phone and everything.
And he's going to call him.
Yeah. Hey man, I think I'm one of the few, goddamn it, that can't nobody tell me not to go. Nobody. I'm gonna do telling not to go, cause I'm going.
That's what makes racing, though, man. That's what makes racing. That's what stop racing. This camp mess, man. This our camp. Too many jokers in here saying don't run.
Yeah,
you know?
Please. Yeah, okay.
If that joker, when you got your pockets that you bet your own money, you driving your own car. If you don't like what Rillo was one that if you didn't like what Rillo was doing, he would tell you, look, get your money down. You better get out of the way if I run over you. If he felt like he could win, couldn't nobody in the crew stop him from racing.
Yeah.
See, that's what made drag racing different back in them days when I talk of today. Anybody in the camp can stop you from racing now. Man, he ran, woo-woo, that just shit that racing now. You, Reno made up his mind he was going to run a car. You go tell Reno, man, he just run 6:30. Okay, he got to run tonight. On me tonight.
Yeah.
See, them days ain't like that now. You tell a joker E.T. now, he throw his keys away to the car. You know. That's the difference than when you hear me speak of how guys, Olsen, like Dragon said a minute time when he showed, man, Olsen used to take a stopwatch, go right there on the door and give him a time. Drag would go to the track, Olsen been in the hurry, Drag ran a whole second faster than he was. He still going to try. Big Sis, right. I'm telling you now, just leave on him. And Drag around and drive around him, letting him leave. But they felt like they had a chance to win. You know, you don't get there now. Drag pulled a word out the hat, man, the other night, Monday night. I hadn't heard it in a long time. Skin, you done heard it before. We said back in the 80s, throat doctor. You know, they got away from that word. But that's what guys are doing in racing. They want to be a throat doctor now. Live action, I heard that man talking to Dunya the other night. He was actually being a throat doctor. Tony Bynes, a throat doctor. B is a throat doctor. They got a hand around your tongue before the race starts. You know, that's the difference in today's race. Now, mind you, cars are faster. Technology is different. Cars are, you know, back when I was racing, if you didn't hear that cam thumping, you knew he wasn't finna run no hellfire number. Versus now, hey, I was looking at it today. I'm looking at a 2011 CPS, run 11-0. Drive them down the street. You know, so, yeah, I agree. Technology isn't came a long way. Cars are different now. But you know this.
If you ain't no junkyard devil, you know this. So stay with the time and still race. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you're a perfect example. You got a brand new Mustang. You ain't racing just because you think it's quick. You know what you're doing. You know exactly what you're doing.
I'm
going to
do
it just like back in the days, it wasn't making all that noise. We had dumps on, then we graduated to hellers. If he didn't make that noise, we knew the car wasn't fast. Those days don't exist now. Yeah, my son was 70 a couple of days ago. Christ, I got a car coming out, man, I think in 15, for the run 1045.
I don't believe it's going to do that, though. I don't believe it's going to do that. The first time they get it, I'm knocking their ass out. Let me know if somebody gonna buy one. We'll knock his ass right out.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna show you. Hey, guess what?
Okay.
Anytime you run 1045 with my car, you win.
Well, the internet says that's what it's gonna run. The internet says you're gonna run 1045.
All that shit is game, man. They trying to sell the car.
I can tell you this from the Grand National days. When the Grand National surfaced, they said a 1320 car. If it didn't run that fast, you could take it back to GM and had to make it run that fast. It has to do what EPA says it's going to do.
Well, they sure was making them. They must have taken them a lot of them back, goddammit. Because I know a bunch of them didn't run that.
They were taking them back to damn a dozen.
I want them weak motherfuckers run no 1320. I saw a motherfucker spend $3,000, and he barely went 1320. He spent $3,000 in one of them motherfuckers. He didn't buy it brand new.
He didn't buy it
brand
new. This is in the 90s. He bought that motherfucker 87. Man, that motherfucker
was crawling, goddamn. He spent about
$3,000 and
still couldn't run
1320. Yeah, the Grand National. Yeah. It was national. Yeah. Well, I know they had to run 1320,
and they could
take it back.
They
make them run that
thing. Man, ain't run no motherfucking 13 well.
Yeah, you can take them back. I'm telling you, bro, what you can do now.
I bet you whatever they put out,
I never heard that one before.
You didn't know that? And them cars run 1320s.
I ain't never heard them guarantee. I heard an estimate is an estimate.
Yeah, that's a guess.
I ain't never heard them guarantee nothing.
Yeah, if they said your car can run X amount of ET when that car is made, that's what it has to run.
Nah, what I have heard is we're producing this car and we took it to the track and we tested it and it ran. This car ran this.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's automatically assumed any
right.
car.
Every car would do it. No, that's not what
and
I'm saying.
And
no,
it's automatically assumed that, man, that's what this one will run. We going to buy
one. Guess what?
A lot of guys have bought cars over that pretense.
Hey, guess what? They told me my Z.
Yeah.
When I bought my 1998 Z, they said that bitch can run 1330 from the factory. I got that bitch went 1380.
Well, I'm going to say this.
You should take it back.
And guess what?
A lot of guys have bought cars over
that pretense. When I took it back, they said you could kiss my ass. That's what they told me.
No, yeah.
You better do some work to that motherfucker. They said, look. We tone these cars down for the EPA or some
EPA.
The government or some shit.
It's EPA, Environmental Protection Agency.
Yeah,
what they do,
man.
They have a certain mile per hour rating according to, like, you know, TV roads and the L synergies and V rated tires. That tire is ready to carry a certain speed. But I'm telling you what I know to be true, not what I'm guessing to be true. I haven't talked to a man in 100 years, man. I don't know if the man even living or not now. But when I joined the GS Club years ago, there was a technician that worked for Buick named Terry Clark.
I wanna see you join this motherfucking Dodge Club. That's what I wanna see.
No, I ain't a Dodge fan, brother. I don't believe the car gonna run that fast myself. I'm just telling you what they are saying. My son said, I ain't even seen it. My son was telling me about it. He said the car's gonna run 1045.
If the motherfucker don't run that fast, I'm going to go to the dealer with you, and I'm going to give you $5,000 if they make that motherfucker run that fast. I know that's a goddamn lie.
If that's what it says, it's going to run, what they got to do. Like I said, I haven't seen that.
But no, they don't advertise the ET. They just advertise the horsepower.
Hey, they said
yeah.
Z06.
If they just have that horse, that's what we have Monday.
Hey, listen to this.
Even with your Cadillac, you know, with the CTS, you hear them always say 556, 567 horsepower. You never hear them say ET on it.
No, they don't talk about no ET. They just, they'll give you some advertised horsepower and some advertised torque, and that's it.
I'm going to bet you both of y'all telling a damn lie. You can look it right up on the computer. It's going to tell you the ET of every car that they make, man.
You might go to Motor Trend and see that.
You saying what they're putting on YouTube. We're not speaking of that.
Motor Trend
is not General Motors. General Motors says estimated horsepower 557, 556. That's what we're speaking of.
Yep.
They're not going to talk on no ET. And the reason for that, because it has to do that.
They don't want to be held accountable.
They're going to be held accountable for it.
I got a question.
That's what I was saying earlier when they did their Grand National.
Hey, D, I got a question.
You can take them back and they go ahead.
They say the Cadillac, the V, they say it got 556, right?
Yeah.
And guess what? They say my Mustang got 400, right?
Okay.
So now, if somebody get one of them Vs, and do some work to it, put pulleys on it and cam and all that, they got more than 556, right?
Possibility should have more, right?
Nah, if I got a stock Mustang, and I put some vouchers on it, I think it probably got 556.
Well, you say now, Shorty.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, man.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Come on.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Very good.
Come on, so
Verizon then kicked in.
Verizon kicked in. Find a good spot.
No. My Bluetooth went out, baby.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I had to grab my phone.
Gotta,
my Bluetooth
you gotta
went out,
stop
baby.
Going to the flea market buying Bluetooth, man. You gotta get your girl.
I've been at this motherfucker. This motherfucker been on all day. I've been working this bitch since 9 this morning on the 1-800 Keep It Real.
Go ahead, bro. What was you saying?
And then I done jumped on your show, because I done got a goddamn text time I called a goddamn show.
Yeah, I think that was you. That was me.
I got a motherfucking text, so goddamn it, I've been on this motherfucker for 3 hours. That's what you expect.
You have worked it well. But that back was you said. You got 400, and the Cadillac got 556.
Yeah, from the factory. Now, the Cadillac that does some work to it, cackling and shit, exhaust and all that shit, pulleys and shit, probably got some nitrous on the goddamn Cadillac.
Okay.
You think I should be running the head up if I put some nitrous on my motherfucking Mustang?
Do I think you should run the head up?
First,
if you got 400, you 156 horses, shout from day one.
That's what I'm saying, man. I'm trying to make a point.
Who said
Cadillac makes 550?
Cadillac makes 150 more than me from the factory.
So if they do some work, they should, let's just say they make another 100, 150. So that's 550, 650. Now let's just say it's another 100 horsepower. So that's 650. If you put some nitrous on your car and you spraying 100 or 150, you still behind.
But what if he put 500 on it? Now you got 900 horsepower.
500 on a 2014.
We talking about skin, man. Get rid of who we speaking
of. You think he's Jesus Christ?
He must have came. He was a genie. You came out the bottle. Yeah.
We speaking of what he's serving to try. He's serving to try anything, man.
Nah, I ain't gonna try no dumb shit like that.
Hey,
you know what?
But as
a whole, I'm gonna say this, D.
Okay.
I'm goddamn it, I done got older, I done got wiser. I ain't got no fucking money. You think I'm gonna buy a brand new car and put $500 on it because I'm gonna try anything like when I was young? Hell no. I gotta pay for it now. Hey, look, 20-something years ago, I ain't had to pay for the car.
Right.
So I might have tried anything. Fuck it. If it blew up, it wasn't mine. Fuck. But I was trying to make a point. I was trying to make a point. I'm already behind on the Cadillac, and they done some more work to it, and they scared to death. Give me the break. I'm going to try them, and I'm going to pop the hood and show them ain't shit on my car. I knocked their motherfucking ass out.
Well, the truth of the matter is you're 156 to 157 horses short from the start.
That's what I'm saying. That's the truth that I'm trying to convey right now.
But that go back to what D said 2.5 hours ago, excluding you and your fool ass, crazy ass, willing to gamble, just do anything, just to try something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all it is. You's a lip damn fool.
And I'm going to tell you something else. I'm going to tell you something else about horsepower. If you look at a train, a locomotive, it has more horsepower than anything in the street. But where do it come in at?
The weight.
It comes in way down yonder. Because it has no
torque.
That's what
I'm getting at. That's why it got no torque at all. So,
but the race is over.
Here's the thing. He just said I was getting at. It's a combination that makes it from A to B, not just one. If not the torque to get from A to B, but the horsepower to get from A to B, the speed to get from A to B. LU says all the time, he said, Daniel, he got us covered. Daniel would tell Elton, he got us covered. Elton said, move on it. He got the first catch. He got to stop you putting away from him first. Then he got to catch you. Then he got to drive around you. And he got to do it in 320 feet. Now they're doing it 660 feet. So even though he got extra 156 horsepower on you, where did his horsepower come in at versus where yours come in at? It's that horsepower band, you know. There's a lot of technical stuff.
Okay, well, I'm going to say this then. I've been fucking with LS motors for the longest, and they come in real early, baby. Nah, I'm going to say that. Nah. Since you want the answer to that question.
Well, now, with that being said, that Kelly got an LS mode in it.
Yeah, he got an LS in it, and it got a supercharger, baby.
So it should come in real fast, then.
Oh, it come in real fast.
Right,
come in real fast, baby.
Yeah. It's a lot of rare racing going into horsepower, man.
That's a lot of guys.
I have a guy that do machine work for me, and he do a lot of head work for Steve Smith. And he told me years ago, he said, you would be surprised how many guys like you are the only concern with flow numbers, the numbers. And he said, numbers is not all that. It's not all that. But we think it is, because we've been programmed over 100 years of racing to believe the higher the number is, this family car go run.
Man, I keep telling them, combination win races.
Right. That's not always true.
You've been programmed
to something for so long, you conform over to it.
See how it was coming out? Look how you started up.
That's just the way it is, man. You start to think that's the only way to go. You know, like me, for instance, in my drag racing day, all I knew was to put on the biggest tire I could get. So Big Wheel said to me a few months ago, he said, what's that tire you put on your car? I said, 1633. He said, you don't get no action. I said, well, my son, I have plenty of fun rubbing that track then. See, I don't know anything about drag radio. I'm not trying to learn. I don't know anything about 315. I'm not trying to learn. I know about this 1633. You see what I'm saying? So, it's from you. You know, that's what that is. What that fool said?
Huh?
I thought you said I could hear you. I said, what you saying?
No, I ain't saying nothing. That's somebody got some background noise in the back.
Yeah.
Man, why is they talking in the background? Mute their mic, man.
I'm finna take care of all that, man.
But you know, like you said, Skin, that cost for them $556, $557 from the factory.
Yeah,
150 horsepower. You're 156 short from day one. And like you
That's
just said, you said it comes in real fast because you really been playing with those in, you know. But who's how fast that Mustang horsepower comes in? Who's the same with the horsepower range?
It come in about the same.
It come in about the same. So you still
behind
that 100.
Yeah, I'm still behind.
Okay. So you still behind. Well, you should get a spot then.
Right, but that's the only reason why I was saying. I was really saying that it was referring to a couple of guys. But I'm gonna use one in particular.
Okay.
Little Tony gonna tell me I can't have no nitrous on my Mustang. I said, why the fuck I can't? And you got a supercharger and you got other shit done to it, pulleys and all that. Because when we locked in, he paid me the lockup money off. Because I locked in, I didn't have nothing on my car, and he locked in that his Cadillac was bone stock with no pulleys or nothing. He paid the lockup off because he been working on the motherfucker. Because he went and saw that small ass EP, I guess, and he want to rob.
Well, one thing we all know on this show tonight, we all know this, is something about these Mustangs that practically everybody, is trying to go get one.
No, they're not.
I said practically now. I didn't say everybody. I said practically.
Oh, because I was just about to say, I don't believe they want to go get one.
I say 70%.
Because they can easily
70%.
Go get one. It ain't nothing to get.
Well, that's what I said. I do present 70%
of the
drag race of the day.
AB,
I ain't talking about you, because you
married. These motherfuckers can go talk to these hoes and get the car, man. They go right in there and sign on down the line. They telling a goddamn lie. The car ain't nothing to get. The car ain't nothing to get, man. They don't want to get it because what they don't know is scan them. They don't know how to make it run. And they don't want to learn.
Okay.
Because they think that I done beat them at the game already, which is cool. Because a lot of people think I'm smarter than what I am, D. They think I know all about the cars before I bought the motherfucker.
Well, more than likely you do. More than likely you do. You didn't do your homework before you went.
How do I? And guess what, D? How do I? I ain't no mechanic. I ain't never pulled a spark plug out.
You didn't do your homework.
Man, I promise you, AD, if I ever told you a lie, I'm not going to tell you one right now.
Okay.
I ain't know shit about that motherfucking car. I saw the bitch on the expressway and liked the back light and said, I'm going to get one. And went in the morning and traded my other car in and got one. And felt that motherfucker and was scared to death. I ran Torrance first with his 2010 Camaro for $100 because I was scared to death. It didn't feel like shit to me. And started whooping their ass, man. Now, I'm telling you what God love, man. You can either believe it or you ain't got to believe it. I ain't know shit about that fucking car.
Yes.
I ain't know nothing about it. All I know is a motherfucking Mustang. And it looked real good when I seen this motherfucker on the expressway with one. This was back in October of last year.
So you bought
and
the car
I was trying to,
on the way it looked?
Huh? Yeah, I bought it because the way it looked. And I actually went to get a 2011. And I ain't like the way them back lights look. I like the way the 2014 lights look. So I said, no, give me that brand new motherfucker. Strictly on the way the car look. I know you went to the auto show. The 2015 look good. And I'm mad. But guess why I ain't mad? Because it don't have a solid rear end in the back of it. But it look way slicker than mine. The 2015 look slick than a motherfucker.
But because of the rear end, you're not going to get it.
I don't want it because it don't have a solid rear end. It got that independent suspension in it. I don't want that shit.
Yeah,
I might as well keep mine. But I probably wasn't going to get it no way. I'm just mad that as soon as I bought mine, 2 months later, the 2015 come out. I didn't like that shit.
I felt like they played it. To be honest with you.
Well, shit.
But I ain't know shit about that cop. I didn't know shit about that cop. All I know is one of them whooped my ass at Lil Tony race with my pickup truck. But it had a supercharge on it.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you, I just had a brainstorm. I don't have smart thoughts too often, but this one just hit me.
Yes, sir.
Do you think, just your opinion, do you think Witch and Tony Bynes going to come this way to run Donye, or do you think they're going to try to get him down in the brow patch?
Donye going to have to go down there.
You think he's going to have to go down there?
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to run him at his best with his 10-5-33 zone, or are they going to try to make him between?
Hell no.
They're going
to
let him run
Hell
again?
Hell no. No.
You don't think so?
No. I know so.
Why you say that?
Because I'm trying to tell you my reason. They probably scared him with the little ties on. So you know they ain't gonna let him put them big motherfucking Shirley Mandanis on. He's gonna really kill him. Shit, he's gonna take their ass out to dinner. Shit, man, you crazy?
You ain't gonna go hot. Now he, what is that? We got a hot spring, ain't it?
Yeah.
Is it hot spring? We get.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Donye stays there. He's not going in there. He's not going in that hole there. That's why I asked that question. Do you think them guys will come this way and run him?
Now, man, they're not coming this way. And guess what? They're going to have a legitimate beef. Guess what? Because it's going to get cold this way. It's going to get cold this way, so they really ain't coming this way.
Okay. That's the question, because, see, Tony Bass made a statement the other day. Tony Bass stated that he ain't doing nothing. He ought to beat Lil Rick because Lil Rick broke. He blew his tires off.
And
that's already done. He beat him.
I'm not saying that Tony Bynes can't whoop Donye, but he's scared to death, man. That man on that. He ain't gonna let Donye put on his big shoes, man. You crazy? That's suicide.
Do you think Wick will come this way with Candy Cane and run him? Or Candy Crush, whatever the guy name?
See, I don't know nothing about Candy Cane or Candy Crush, but I don't believe if they ain't got no big shoes like Donye, they're not going to let him put them 33s on. If he puts them 33s on, I'm going to bet the house.
What you think,
on Donye? I'm going to bet the house on Donye.
Relax, what you think?
I'm scared. I'm betting the whole project.
If they let him put them, look, I'm probably going to bet with him with his little ties. If he put them Shirley Mandanas on, I'm really going to bet. I'm going to grab some money that I ain't even got. Fuck it. It's a perfect example of what you just said earlier. Lock in 5-on-5. I ain't even locked in. I'm going to put 9 up and can't take it back down. I got 5 up and can't take it down. Fuck it. 9-9 would be locked in too.
See, now what you said, that's how races get off. You got the race then. You can't slick your way out of this because that money ain't going to let you do it. You got the race for that now.
Hey, man, I like that, man. Hey, guess what? And I'm going to keep it 100 with you. And I think Larry could attest to this and probably a whole bunch of people on the phone. I don't know nobody that let Donye put them 33s on. He probably throwed them bitches away. He probably let the dogs chew on them motherfuckers, because I don't know no motherfucker let him put them on. He had to come down to everybody else level. He had to make the little shoes work. Still, he been working them bitches for years till he got them to work.
Well, myself, Drag, we talk about it all the time, and Drag, I've told him several times, don't change your car over to fit nobody.
But guess what? He did it, and he's been successful since he got it mastered.
Yeah,
so it don't matter. That's a perfect example. I was just telling Larry that earlier. I said, man, look, let a motherfucker think they robbing. If your car can work on them, like Donye car, he made his car work on them little tires. Fuck them, man. He blowing their ass out. That's what they get. I don't give a fuck if they spinning, red light, whatever happened, he winning. Fuck him.
What about Tony Wright? You think him and Tony Wright gonna get out? You think he's gonna turn right?
I hope they do. He gonna beat the fuck out Tony Wright. Tony Wright scared to death.
Tony Wright paid the fuck off last week.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. And then he locked in again and didn't pay that off. Yeah. Now he let him up out of it. He paid off once. He locked in twice.
Now the word that I get is I talked to his uncle about it, and he said it was just a miscommunication in the second race.
No, it wasn't. Let me tell you this. The miscommunication was pro-stock
joke.
That's the that wasn't no fucking miscommunication. Pro-stock joke, from what the way I heard it, I could be wrong. He could be listening to the show. I don't give a fuck. He can correct me when he sees me. Because I don't know what happened. I wasn't there. But from what I heard, he was wrong. But he could have been right. But from what I heard, he was wrong. Because he had the lockup money. And he's saying that it wasn't locked in because, first of all, when they locked in, Danier, all done, after they locked in, the money was locked. Danier said, you ready? Tony Wright said, I'm ready right now. He said, well, get your ass up there. Then Tony Wright came back and said, man, I want to make a shakedown first. And Danier said, now, that ain't what you stipulated, but I'm going to let you make a shakedown. So now, all of a sudden, Pro-Stock Joe saying that's not a lock-in because they changed the race. Get the fuck out of here, man. He can allow man to do what the fuck he want to do, man.
Now, if it went
that
way.
He allowed him to make a shakedown, man. That don't mean that the race is unlocked. That don't mean
right.
that, man. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Tony Wright said, I'm ready right
now. There and shake down and blow up. The other guy wins. The lockup.
Simple.
Bare minimum.
Simple.
Right.
Simple. Pro-Stock
Joe
gonna say,
and Pro-Stock
Joe similar. Pro-Stock Joe gonna say he didn't think they was locked in no more because they changed the race. They didn't change the race. All Kanye did is said, I'm gonna let you slide and go on and make a shakedown and get your ass up there after you make a shakedown, man.
That's it.
All he did is change a stipulation in the race. I'm going to allow you to make a shakedown. That's it.
Okay.
That don't mean that the race ain't locked in no more.
So the guy didn't take down the lockup and say, man, we ain't locked in no more.
See, they didn't do none of that. Pro-Stock Joe gave the man gave the man his money back, or Tony Wright snuck it up out of him somehow.
I heard him say this on the show the other day. They said that Tony Bynes came to Tony Wright and said that he had 300 to go in the pot with Lil Rick. And said Tony Wright went to Pro-Stock Joe and got 300 of the lockup money and put in the pot.
Right. So Pro-Stock Joe was both.
Yep.
And then he got the other 200. Then he got the other 200 out of him.
Now, see, I know he got the other two. But what I will say, if that been the case, Pro-Stock Joe should have been held accountable for that three. But now they said they were so sure that Lil Rick was going to whoop Danye until they went and let him hit the 300. Now, after Danye beat Lil Rick, now he ready to run Tony Wright and they ain't got the money. You know, but like Keith told me, said it was just a misunderstanding and they just left it alone.
Man,
it
wasn't no, hey, man, you talking to the wrong motherfucker. There wasn't no fucking misunderstanding.
You know, Keith Nim
just saw they don't do that and I ain't nothing wrong with it.
Right,
that's
Keith,
all
Keith
it is, man. That ain't no such thing. There wasn't no fucking miscommunication.
Well,
Danye
everybody know that big head stuff will get unruly. You know, if he think he done wrong, he'll get unruly. But Keith ain't
Keith
but
he calm down. He
might have been in another lane.
He's
got older than
Hey, guess what? I'm not getting unruly, and I'm wearing some fucking Maryland. I ain't getting unruly.
Yeah, well, see, Keith.
So
he
can think I am, but I ain't doing shit.
Yeah.
I ain't
Keith
doing shit.
Keith ain't never been a controversial type guy, you know.
No, I know that. That's why I'm saying. That's why I'm saying.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm trying to tell you, I'm not listening to what no Keith saying.
Right. Because
he don't want no controversy no way, and ain't nothing wrong with it.
Right, he don't want that.
But he didn't lock no motherfucking money in. I'm going to tell you this then. Bookie got crazy. Bookie got crazy. He wanted to hit Pro-Stock Joe in the mouth. and he ain't locked me in nothing.
Yeah,
he knows right from wrong.
Prime Time and Pro Star Joe did me a certain type of way when I went to Hattiesburg.
Okay.
They thought I didn't know nobody. I locked in my money to run, and the track closed. Prime Time came up to me and said, the money is off. The track is closed. I said, no, we're going to stay locked in until tomorrow. We had never stipulated that if the track closed, that the lockup is off. I said, let dude keep the money. He said, I don't really know dude. The last time he held some lockup money of mine, I didn't see him for 3 months. I said, I don't even know him. I don't care if he keep mine for 3 years. Let him keep it. I don't even care. We still locked in. Period. He was lying the whole time, man. The man knew the man. They had the lockup money and everything, man.
Let's turn it back.
The man
right?
lied to me and said, yes, yes. Okay. I was in Hattiesburg. Okay. In Hattiesburg at Fat Tuesday. The man said, I don't know, dude. We ain't locked in no more. Last time he held some lockup money of mine, I didn't see him for 2 or 3 months. I said, well, guess what? I don't know him at all. He can hold mine, keep mine, spend mine. He can hold it for not for just 2 or 3 months. He can hold it for 2 or 3 years. Me and you still locked in to what we said we was going to do. They tried to pull a Murph on me. And I tell him in his face, Pro Style Joe, you, Shorty, Tony, Vine, not Pretty Tony, not Little Tony, Tony Vine, any of them, because I know what I'm saying is the truth and it's for real.
Right.
That's why I don't go to Hattiesburg no more. And I went to Hattiesburg for probably 5 years straight.
So you don't go out of there.
What's the DP man position? And all that.
The DP man position is to get a clear understanding. The DP man position is to have a clear understanding. And he's at a deficit all the time. Whoever holds the lockup money is at a deficit all the time because he's the one who's going to catch all the flack. He's going to catch everything. If he don't abide by a certain person, a certain group's words. So he's the one that can get stolen in the mouth.
Yeah.
He's the one that can get argued, have an argumentative conversation. He's everything.
That's why anybody
if he ain't a stand-up strong dude, I thought he was just the man to lock the money up with. And let him call the race. That's what I thought. I didn't know he was the man that locked the lockup.
He needs to know the full ins and outs of that.
You are 100% right, Larry. But it's so much responsibility that comes up with that. You can't just when two groups get to arguing or going back and forth, and they act like they want to fight or whatever. You can't just be the dude to say, you know what? Y'all done took this too far. I'm going to give you your money back, and I'm going to give you your money back. That ain't how it go.
Nope.
So you got to be a stand-up dude that people know the rules, that people know that you know the rules, you know how stuff go, and you going to stand up. No, this is what you said. This is what you agreed to.
Right.
And he might have to have some people behind him because it's going to be some people in different places that don't want to lose like that.
Right.
And that's why a lot of grudge racing and gambling racing don't go on the way it should go on, where people is racing, gambling, having fun, lose the money, win the money, and it's all good. Because some people is out here and they bet money that they can't afford to lose. They lock it up money. That they can't afford to lose.
That's
you're 100%
no
right.
Everybody can't be a BB man. Everybody shouldn't be. Because if you're weak, if you show any signs of weakness,
here's the thing.
The wrong people run over you.
But here's the thing. A lot of that can be eliminated when you got a strong DP man and you got strong people behind that DP man to say, hey, man, you wrong. You lying. You trying to humbug. You trying to fight. And then the crowd that deal with racing, gambling, locking in money will say, you know what? Nah, we ain't going to fool with him. Or we know your character now because we done heard this two or three times about you. Mm-hmm. And that's what's not happening. It's happening a little bit here in Chicago on certain people, but it's got to happen all over. When two or three people say, nah, dog, you wrong. This what you said. This what he said.
Right.
And a lot of people want to, and I'm not mad at them, and I understand why they want to put their hands behind their back and walk away and say, I don't know how to do it, because they don't want a humbug like that. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you ain't got a humbug when you got enough people saying the same thing.
Yeah, you got to do, you got to be strong and stand on whatever locked in that pot. Whatever, however them two guys discussed that race, that man holding that money got to be strong and stand on what was said. That's why he needed a clear understanding of what they are saying.
That's why a lot of people don't want to hold the locked up money no more.
Shouldn't hold money
because they know
reason.
They liable for it, and they don't want to get stolen and hit in their mouth or they out of town or they in town and one side of town and versus another side of town, and here comes some malicious or gangsta activity. They don't want to deal with that. Hey, man, you know what? I ain't finna deal with that. Hey, this is what I'm going to do. You got your money back. I'm finna give you your money back. And little dude over here on the right, I'm finna give you your money back. That ain't how it's supposed to go.
If they ask me to be the DP man, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure I got a clear understanding about the lockup. My other job is to call the race. And I'm going to make sure that they understand my sole purpose. All right, y'all got to lock in. Now I'm going down here on this other end, and I'm going to call the race. The way I call it, that's the way I see it. It don't take no energy to be no DP man. I ain't got to get all involved into their business and so far and so on.
You
got to
be all in
business,
and it takes
no,
a lot
of
time.
You
fact
need
that
the to DP
know,
man ain't
you
the man that
know,
not,
no,
the
every,
YouTube
you
got to
be.
Money.
You
got to
be. You
got to
be 100%. You got to be 100% invested. You got to be 100% invested in every single word they say.
Stay out their mouth. That's right.
And if they think you weak, you could be in town or out of town. If they think you weak or have learned that you weak, they're going to push on you.
They're going to try you. That's for sure.
They're going
to
try
you. Look, man, you need to know every word
the DP
that comes out of their mouth.
Is more important than any person driving.
I get
to
understand
a car.
It with both of the guys before I go down the lane. I get a direct understanding for both of the guys. Once I get that direct understanding, I'm going to go on that end, I'm going to hold that money, and I'm going to call that race. And when I call
that
race,
that's why
the one that wins, that's who I'm backing.
Before you go down there.
Hey, Larry,
so
that's going to be terrible.
That's
where
trouble
comes
in. That
test
me in $5 from a weak man then. After
it's
that,
gonna always
I'm going to pay the winner.
It's going to always be a variable.
In order for him to have that understanding, you need to know every in and out about that race. You need to know. See, first of all, you need to know every